following is a presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network. BYU Cougars basketball is on the air.
Okay, to touch pass Richie for an open three, knocks it down! Richie Saunders!
This is Cougar Pregame Live, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union. Mountain America, guiding members forward for more than 80 years. Getting you ready for BYU versus Cincinnati. Here's your host, Ben Bagley.
Hey, good afternoon, BYU basketball fans, and welcome into Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Tonight, the BYU Cougars hit the road for back-to-back roadies beginning today in the Queen City to face the Cincinnati Bearcats. BYU currently sits a game above 500 in Big 12 play. It's 6-5. That's good enough to put them into sixth place in Big 12 play going into competition today. The Bearcats, they are in 13th place with a 3-8 conference record. The Bearcats and the Cougars faced each other just two Saturdays ago, right here in Provo at the Marriott Center. BYU won that game handily, 80-52, giving the Cougars their second win in their four-game win streak that was busted last Tuesday in the loss to Arizona. Richie Saunders led the Cougars in that game with 21 points, while Yegor Demon came out of a shell and scored 15 and had 7 assists and 5 boards. Simas Lukauskas was the only Bearcat to score in double digits in that game, netting 14 points in the loss. While the Cougars held Cincinnati to held Cincinnati to 52 points, BYU found something that worked offensively in the second half. They scored 52 in the second half. So, second half for BYU, full game for Cincinnati. We go to overtime, 52-52. Unfortunately, you have to add in BYU's. Unfortunately for Cincinnati, you have to add BYU's first half in, and you get the victory of the BYU had 80-52. That included some blistering shooting from three, 63% from three for the Cougars in that game, 57% from the field. More about that game coming up in our pregame conversation with Coach Jordan Brady in a moment. BYU will be looking for a repeat performance with a win today, starting a new streak. But to do so, they have to do it on the road where the Cougars are just 2-4 on the season. A win today for BYU would also be their third quad win game of the season. But before we do a tourney resume check, let's go to today's pregame conversation. Coach Jordan Brady is the Director of Player Development and my guest on today's pregame conversation. Coach Brady, like much of this BYU staff, comes from an extensive NBA background, including being the head coach of the with a head coaching experience in the G League. I began our conversation today by asking him what stands out to you about the Cincinnati game 2 weeks ago as you get ready for tonight.
Yeah, so in looking back on the Cincinnati game, I mean, I know it's been 2 weeks ago, but it seems like it was forever ago. You know, in the second half of that game, we feel like we really found something, a spark that kind of lit us, and we've been riding that spark. You know, even with the game against Arizona, we feel like we did a lot of really good things. And so for us coming into this second matchup against Cincinnati, we want to see if we can continue to maintain what we have found over these last four games, and just continue to stay the course and build on what we've been doing so far.
You mentioned that spark, I believe 52 points in the second half out of this team in that second half. What was that output offensively, that spark that got you guys going?
Yeah, I mean, really, it was just a lot of high-level decision-making. You know, guys are buying into the pace, the style of play, making really great decisions, and then, you know, shots went in. I think we made 11 threes in the second half, 9 or 11 threes in the second half. And so whenever you put the ball in the basket like that, you're going to have large scoring outputs. But it was just kind of a perfect storm of our guys making a lot of really great decisions. We were getting stops on the other end of the floor, and then shots were going in.
How does that translate going into this game now? I mean, it is four games ago, 2 weeks ago, but it's the same two teams. I mean, there's adjustments that need to be made. What adjustments are you guys making going in?
You know, for us, not a lot of adjustments. I mean, we're going to continue to do what we do. We're going to continue to build one game at a time. But as far as Cincinnati goes, they do have a little bit of a different look since the last time we played them. They're now bringing one of their guards that was – coming off the bench. He's now in their starting lineup. So they've started to play a little bit more up-tempo, a little bit faster pace. They're putting more pressure on your defense with the ball in guards' hands. They've got two now primary ball handlers in that starting five. And so we need to be a little bit more aware of that. But, you know, really for us, 90% of what we do on both sides of the ball is just what we do. And then we make some small adjustments based on what the tendencies or strengths of our opponents are and just continue to roll.
You mentioned this game. This is the second game in the four-game win streak that was broke on this week against Arizona. Mm-hmm. But it kind of sparked something, and this team's pretty proud of where it's got. But the mentality of this team's different, it seems. Seems like they're taking this very businesslike. I think that mentality comes down from the coaching staff, Coach Young, you guys coming in from an NBA standpoint, that mentality of game to game, you keep a pretty even kill. Is that something that you guys are trying to impress into this team?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. That does start with Coach Young. He's great. You know, from one day to the next, win or loss, it's a process for us. So we break the game down the same way, whether we win or lose. We look for things that we did well. We look for things that we can improve on. We understand that, you know, sometimes it's little differences between a win and a loss. And so we don't get too high. We don't get too low one way or the other. And that consistency is really what helps sustain consistent play throughout the season. So I really believe that the results are a result of the consistency that we have as a staff and that we're bringing with our team each day.
How does that help this team? And the standpoint, I covered the NBA for a long time. It's kind of that NBA mentality of we're on to the next game. As soon as the buzzer sounds, we spend 5 minutes and we're on to the next game. Kind of win or loss, it doesn't really matter. But in college, people are used to the kind of the highs and lows of wins and losses and the emotional roller coaster. But that's not this team's style. So how does that help this team?
Yeah, I think that it helps a lot. I know, my experience in working with the people that I've had the good fortune of being around in the NBA, there's an absolute next game mentality, and it's really just a process. You focus on the process. You focus on the parts of the whole, and if you do those things well, the process will yield positive results. And so I think that Coach Young brings that mentality with us. Or with him. And, as far as comparing it to like other college programs, I mean, I haven't been involved in college basketball since I played. But yeah, it's a very business-like approach. And we just believe in being consistent and doing what we do every day, regardless of the results.
Another NBA mentality thing that springs in, something you're over with the player development. Talk about that. Talk about the player development and what that's bringing to this team.
Yeah, the player development model we feel like has been really positive up to this point. We have a strong team in place that, you know, it starts with the on-court workouts, but then it's complemented by the strength and conditioning with Coach Davey, the nutrition with Danielle, the athletic training with Rob, the mental performance with Doc Manning. And, you know, we have all of these pieces working together, and we feel like a lot of what we're doing is starting to really come together. And I think that you can see some of the results of that on the court. We're really specific and intentional with everything that we do with our athletes in all of those areas that I discussed. And it's something that we take a lot of pride in, and we put great effort into making sure that each athlete is getting what they need individually within what we're doing as a team, and I feel like that's been part of the success that we've had up to this point.
It's interesting bringing that up, because player development, usually people think about, hey, are they getting better on court? And you're looking at that from a holistic thing of nutrition, mental game, physical game, and on the court, kind of looking at the whole picture.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, without question, you know, the coaches are doing a great job with their players on the court. Everything that we do, like I said, is really intentional. We don't bring our guys in and waste time on things that don't apply to what we're doing. So all of our workouts, individual and group workouts, are really specific, and we feel like we're getting some good benefit there. And, you know, BYU has such great resources. We're really fortunate to have the team around us that we do. And I think that you're just starting to see you're starting to see some of this development model really come to fruition.
Circling back around and we'll end here on the game again, two things that this team needs to do to get that road win in Cincinnati.
Yeah, for us, I think it's that we need to maintain our style of play. We learned a few things from the tape against Arizona, and I think that we'll be able to apply that. And then the next most important thing is going to be for us to just really buy into what we're doing on the defensive side of the ball. You know, I don't want to get too specific on game plan and all that stuff, but we know what we need to do. You know, we know the mentality that we need to take out there. And I think that it's a great opportunity for our guys to be able to bounce back after the Arizona game and just see, you know, what kind of mental fortitude and toughness we have as a group to be able to go to Cincinnati and do what we need to do.
There you go. Coach Jordan Brady joining us here on the Cougar Pregame Live with our pregame conversation. Interesting enough, I was talking to him about quad one games, and he says this staff, and especially him, still trying to learn about these college resumes as it comes to team sheets. Most of the staff coming from the pros, Chris Burgess being the one that really, hey guys, this is what you have to look at. But here we go for to tell the team sheet as we look for BYU and Cincinnati tonight. Net rankings, BYU a 36, Cincinnati a 67, BPI, BYU at 30, Cincinnati at 65, KPI. Cincinnati's got BYU on this one, BYU at 59, Cincinnati at 47, and KenPom rankings, BYU a 34 to Cincinnati's 56. Although BYU, according to KenPom, has a 49% chance to win this game on the road. In the latest Joe Lunardi bracketology, BYU currently one of the last four teams in and an 11 seed Cincinnati not on the board. Coming up next, we'll head to the Queen City for our courtside conversation with Mark Durant. But first, on Thursday, the BYU basketball family lost one of their own. Jake Schaaf passed away in a car accident. Jake played for the Cougars from 2001 to 2004 under head coach Steve Cleveland. As his friends have said, and since the time of his passing, he was a big man with a giant heart and loved so many. Schaaf leaves behind his wife, Emily, and four sons, Zachary, Brady, Grant, and Maximus. Our collective thoughts and our prayers for comfort go out to the Schaaf family at this time.
Here's Ben Bagley with more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to Cougar Pregame Live. It's time for our courtside conversation. Joining me now from the Utah Ice Center courtside seats in Cincinnati, it is Mark Durant. Mark, how are you?
Ben, I'm doing great. This is a bit of a homecoming for me being in Cincinnati. I love this place. I served my mission. Part of my mission here, and I spent the day visiting my old haunts, and this is pretty cool. UC was in my area for a long time, so it's like being back home.
Wow, I did not know that. That's cool. That's cool, Mark. So let me get you were serving your mission there about the time that Oscar Robertson was playing for Cincinnati, right?
Okay, so that's how it's going to be today. Okay, good. That's noted. I am looking at Oscar on the retired player. He was something else, man. Martin, he's good too.
Yeah, no kidding. We just did a big story on Oscar Robertson for the last game against Cincinnati. A really cool story. So check it out. If you're not familiar, kids, with Oscar Robertson, he was pretty darn good at basketball. You should go check it out. Hey, let's talk about this game today. Cincinnati part two. Just two Saturdays ago, you guys were calling a game at the Marriott Center with this team. The benefits, pros and cons of playing a team back-to-back so close.
Well, it's harder. It definitely is harder. You know, BYU handled it pretty well in Provo. So maybe got a little chip on their shoulder. And the game ending maybe provided a little bit of bulletin board material. I'm sure they really want this game a lot, and it's a team that last month has not played good basketball, but had a great win. They looked really good against UCF, scored a lot of points, so they're probably feeling confident. And you can never just assume because you beat a team so handily one time, you're going to get them the next time. I remember BYU played San Diego a couple years ago, and they squeaked out a 1 or 2 point win in San Diego, and then came back a week later and beat him by 45. And so, you know, it could go either way. I mean, BYU should be confident because they were able to play so well, but look out for UCF. I mean, just when we thought we knew who they were, they go and play like they did earlier this week and just played really good basketball. Maybe that you know, they're playing looser. They're playing smaller, quicker. Maybe that's what this team needed. So, well, BYU will definitely have their hands full tonight.
They did do a switch. 2 weeks ago, Dan Skilling Jr. was in the starting lineup. Since then, they've inserted Day-Day Thomas, who's now getting 34 minutes a game since getting put in the starting lineup. And since then, you mentioned they're playing a little bit better. Do you expect that to make a huge difference from the BYU standpoint when they're looking at Cincinnati?
I don't think you make too many adjustments with what you want to do. They're still a team that is kind of a two-point team, and a little bit similar to Arizona. Not the scores and players Arizona has, similar type of basketball. Maybe they'll try to spread the floor a little bit more and shoot more outside. But I think your approach is the same as it was, and hope those kind of things work. Be ready to make adjustments. I think this game will be more about BYU than it is about Cincinnati. What team for BYU is going to show up? Is it going to be the hot shooting team we saw on that four-game win streak, shooting over, you know, 40-45% from three? Or is it going to be a team that's going to struggle from the three-point line again, and like we saw against Arizona? And if that's the case, it could be a similar result to Arizona. I mean, the more I watch this team, the more I think they're reliant on good shooting. I mean, that seems like a pretty obvious thing, but this – it's pretty straightforward that if BYU has a good shooting night, they usually win games.
You mentioned shooting in that game against Cincinnati 2 weeks ago. 52 points in the second half after holding Cincinnati just to 52 in the game. But they shot 63% from three and 57% from the field. And that kind of sparked a couple of games where BYU shooting was really solid. I think the Arizona game was a little bit different. There are a lot of balls going to the hoop in that game. But in this last 7 minutes of that Arizona game, BYU couldn't hit a shot. But that was the first time since that Cincinnati game where the shot struggled to fall. You look at that Arizona game, anomaly, or is there something to be worried about there?
Yeah, I mean, that's a real question, isn't it, Ben? Is that UCF an anomaly for Cincinnati? Was Arizona an anomaly for for BYU? You take those two games out of the mix, and BYU was, you know, playing amazing basketball, and UC was really struggling. So, I mean, maybe we'll get the answer. One of those answers will be right, I think, tonight. But, you know, I'm going to assume that was a bit of a bump there for BYU, and that they can come back and continue that really good play that they had shown, and play with confidence, play with a little swagger, and that's what you need on the road. You know, the road is a tough mindset, and you tend to play faster. You tend to get sped up on the road because of the crowd and the energy you're getting from your opponent, and the teams that can kind of keep their cool and not speed up their own play and just kind of play like they play have success. But it's really hard to do. I mean, it's tough to play on the road, so I think this will be a toss-up as to which team we'll see win tonight.
I want to ask you one final question. This is a big-picture conversation. You and Greg get to talk to Coach Young after every game. Something I noticed, and I'm a little slower than most people, so it didn't really hit me in the face until after the Arizona game. Coach Young is the same guy post-game in a win or a loss. He's really got that NBA mentality where it's one, in the NBA it's one of 82. Now, you don't get 82 games in college, but he's got that even-keel personality to where it's not we're going to move on to the next game, whether it's a win or a loss, so there's no need getting high emotionally or low emotionally after a game. Are you seeing that bleed over into the kind of the team as they continue on with Coach Young at the helm?
I think so. I really value that about him. Clearly you want your coach to win and have an amazing drive to be successful, and he does. But I don't think it helps you to go either way, to get too high or too low, and then you're kind of you're riding this roller coaster, and you want your guys to have treat it more like a business, more like the NBA. That's, not to say you're not playing with passion and wanting to win, but I think the steadiness is valuable and is the best course over the long haul. So, you know, when you're playing in those big games, and you know, it's just another, I'm just going out doing my job. It's not the most important thing in life here. And so I really value that about him. But again, that's not to say he is not completely and utterly driven and wants to win games, but I don't think that serves anybody well to be too high or too low after a win or a loss.
Yeah, no, in saying what I said, there's no doubt that Kevin Young has a competitive fire. You watch him coach, you know that.
Yeah, I mean, it's been so fun to watch him and his staff. And we're traveling a little bit more with the team this year, and so we get kind of a behind-the-scenes look. And I just been utterly impressed with Coach Young. I just think he's fantastic, and he's going to have just a long and amazing career, and he's getting better. He's really good, but he's going to get better. He's driven to be better, and so I think that the future is bright for BYU.
All right, Mark, take care. We'll get to you and Greg here in just a moment.
All right, my brother. Later.
Go to BigOTire.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tire is the team you trust. After a quick timeout, we'll look at the Big 12 scoreboard from today's action, including a rivalry upset. You're listening to Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
With more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live, here's Ben Bagley.
Welcome back to Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America Credit Union, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. We're getting you ready for the BYU Cougars at the Cincinnati Bearcats. Three finals in the Big 12 thus far today. Eighth-ranked Iowa State takes care of business at home against TCU, 82-52. Kansas State with an upset over 16th-ranked Kansas, 81-73. And Baylor holds serve at home with a 91-76 win over UCF. Couple of games in action, Houston and Colorado, Utah, West Virginia. We'll give you updates on those games during the broadcast. Coming up next, we'll send you to the Utah Ice Center, courtside seats at the Fifth Third Arena in the Queen City for Cougar Pregame Coaches Show with Greg Rebell. You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Zions Bank, for all your personal and business banking needs, Zions Bank is for you. Let's take you courtside and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rubel.
Good afternoon, Cougar basketball fans, and welcome courtside inside Fifth Third Arena on the campus of the University of Cincinnati, as the BYU Cougars visit this venue for the first time ever and play in the city of Cincinnati for the first time in 94 years. BYU coming into this one looking to bounce back after a Tuesday night home loss to Arizona that ended a four-game win streak. Cincinnati opens a two-game homestand today with some momentum after a Wednesday road win at UCF, a victory snapping a four-game losing streak. I'm Greg Rubel. I've got your play-by-play call today, joined as always by my broadcast partner for the last 28 seasons of Cougar Hoops. He's the former BYU Ironman, Mark Durant, back in his old Mission stomping grounds this weekend. And Mark, BYU was really rolling, and Cincinnati was really reeling. Now the complexion of tonight's game has changed a bit. It was always going to be a challenging game for the Cougs, of course, coming on the road. But after the Bearcats scored 93 in Orlando, tall order just became a tougher task suddenly.
Yeah, just when you think you know the teams in this conference, they go out and totally shock you. And UCF was really UC is really struggling. They go have maybe their best game of the year. UCF scored a ton of points, which is unlike them. Made some changes, and they're playing loose. They're playing free. They're playing well. And BYU, who was doing all of those things, had a real setback against Arizona at home. So now we don't know kind of what to think about this game. I'm hoping that those were just kind of one-offs for each team and that they'll get back to the teams that we thought they were before earlier this week. This could be a challenge, though. This is a good team that I think is playing free and loose, and don't let that whooping that BYU gave them in the Marriott Center fool you, because this Cincinnati team, I think, will be ready to go tonight.
Of course, we both hope that BYU comes out here with the W, but win or lose, already been a fun trip for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, super fun. I mean, this is a sanctified land for me. I served my mission here. My mission apartment was less than a mile from this arena, and I went and visited all my old haunts today, and it's a sacred land for me. It's great to be back here. It's only been, 34 years? It seems like yesterday, Greg.
We'll hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young coming up next as the Zions Bank Cougar pregame coaches show continues live from Cincinnati on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young as we return to the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show. Here's Greg Wrubell.
Coming up, staff at the top of the hour here in Cincinnati, Ohio. It's a cool, wet day. It's the BYU and Cougars and the Cincinnati Bearcats. The visitors coming in 15-7 on the year, 6-5 in conference play. Cincy is 13-9, 3-8 in league. Despite being five games under 500 in the Big 12, the Bearcats sitting just outside the top 50 in net and KenPom. For BYU, this would be a quad one win, and the Cougs need more of those. Their Q1 record is 2-4 on the year. BYU back in a lot of projected NCAA tournament brackets, but clearly on the bubble, getting tonight's game. Actually, I think it's now 2-5 in the Q1. I think TCU's back in Q1 for the time being. Getting today's game would be a big boost and secure no worse than a road split, of course, with West Virginia coming up on Tuesday. Time now for my pregame conversation with BYU head coach Kevin Young, presented by Zions Bank. For all of your personal and business banking needs, visit us online at zionsbank.com or stop by your local Zions Bank branch to meet with a banker in person. Let us show you all the ways Zions Bank is for you. And today, Coach Young, he's talking about taking on a Cincinnati team for the second time in 2 weeks. Yes, it was 14 days ago today that BYU blasted the Bearcats in Provo, holding Cincy to 52 points in the win. Well, Cincy just scored 93 3 days ago down in Orlando. I asked Coach Young about what he saw in the Cincinnati resurgence at UCF.
They were playing faster. I think UCF just naturally speeds teams up just with the way they play as well. So I don't know how much of it was their concerted effort to play faster or just a product of that game and that matchup. But obviously putting Thomas in the lineup, they got two guards who are dynamic and a little bit faster. So that certainly helps their pace. But they found some confidence in that game for sure.
If there was one thing you could carry over from your win 2 weeks ago against these guys, what might it be?
I mean, it's just the protect the paint mentality. You know, they're a team that thrives on getting to the rim. They shoot a very high percentage at the rim, not so much in that mid-paint area. So we want to make sure that we protect the rim more. Didn't feel like that was something we did very well against Arizona. So we're trying to connect the dots to the first time we played Cincinnati and our last game, and then some commonalities with those two things in mind as it relates to this game.
Aziz Bendigo's coming off a nice game in Orlando, but you kept him more or less in check at your place.
Yeah, he got behind them a couple of times on rolls. Their guards can I think sometimes get the bigs a little too far away from the basket, just trying to worry about them. But, we have a sound game plan, we feel like, in terms of trying to be able to take away both. And then, we got to pull the weak side in more. That's something we didn't do a very good job of in Arizona. We made some, tactical adjustments with our weak side defense and allowing our bigs hopefully to be a bit more aggressive at the rim defensively.
Your offensive numbers in league are among the tops in almost every meaningful category. Do you feel like you've found something, a good rhythm, at least on that side of the floor right now?
We think so. I mean, it all starts with our defense, though. We want to be able to get out and run. We don't want that to be limited to just after misses or turnovers. We want to play fast after made field goals as well. So I'm trying to continue to up our pace. I thought we actually kind of got tired, honestly, in that Arizona game because we were trying to play even faster in that game. So we definitely want to manage that. But then, continuing to, fight for space, move the ball, play paint, they're great, play point five basketball, that's when we're at our best.
This starts a big, big road stretch for you guys. You guys know you can do a lot of good for yourself this weekend.
Yeah, it's a big stretch. I think every season has a time like this where it's like everyone knows what it is. And so our group's pretty smart. I don't want to get them too riled up, but I mean, this has been a group that's been really focused on the just the next task, honestly, whether that's having a good practice day because that's the next thing up or trying to go win the game that's in front of you. So that's kind of been our mentality leading into this one.
And already another wild day in the Big 12, isn't it?
It's crazy, man. Any night, anything can happen. You got teams. You hear it all the time. I don't think we're quite to this point, but, you want to be playing your best basketball at a certain time of the year. There's teams in our league that are, I think, finding that out a little bit and righting some wrongs from early parts of the year. But, we were talking about as a staff, somebody told us this summer, this is a league where you can lose three in a row. even good teams. And then, you know, you got to be able to lick your wounds. And so, like, Kansas State, as an example, has done just that.
Iowa State just
did it. Iowa State did it. We did it. And so, like I said, I try to take it more of a game-by-game approach and just win the next game in front of us. This game is going to be tough because, you know, they're fighting for their lives, too. Right. And they're feeling good after what they just got done on the road. So it'll be a good game.
It will.
Coach, good luck in this one. We'll talk to you post-game.
Thank you.
That is BYU head coach Kevin Young. Time now for this evening's Keys to the Game, brought to you by your local Ford stores. BYU basketball is built Ford proud. Mark Durant, keys for the Cougs in Cincinnati.
I think they need four players in double figures, and the kind of the games that they've struggled, that has not happened. They're looking at one or two guys in double figures. So four players in double figures, and then I think that Cincinnati only made one free throw in that game in the Merritt Center.
Yes, so one for four.
You got to keep it down. I don't think you need to keep it that low, but you want to make more than Cincinnati makes.
So make more free throws than Cincy is key number two, and have the Cougs get four guys scoring 10 or more today. Those are Mark's keys to the game. Well done. All right, break time, and this shout-out to Big O Tires. Go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. The Hyundai Cougar tip-off show is coming up next, live from 5th Third Arena in Cincinnati, Ohio, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. The Cougar Tip-Off Show is also brought to you by the BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Also brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Let's head live to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good afternoon once again, Cougar Nation. We welcome you back courtside inside 5th Third Arena in Cincinnati, Ohio, this 12,000-seat venue and home of the Cincinnati Bearcats. It's game one of a two-game BYU road swing and a two-game Cincy homestand. This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you for play-by-play and commentary. Our studio host, Ben Bagley, today. Coordinating producer Terry South, control board operators and editors back at BYU Radio, James Finlayson, Ethan Arkell, and Kaylee Radford. Our BYU Radio engineering coordinator is Barry Squires. Well, Arizona, Tuesday's opponent for BYU, it's a really good team. So losing to the Wildcats, not a killer, but it was a chance for a true signature win, something BYU really doesn't have yet on the resume. Baylor win was good. But winning at Cincinnati, that may not be it either, right? Now, it is a Q1 game. It's a quad one. But it wouldn't really be a statement win because, of course, the Bearcats are 3-8 in league. For that matter, West Virginia will really qualify as a signature win if you're looking at it that way. But relative to BYU's postseason hopes, Mark, these are two massive games. Every Big 12 away win is significant, and winning one or two this weekend would keep BYU, I think, on the right side of the bubble.
Yeah, they haven't had any of those signature wins, so you've kind of build up a bunch of good wins
and
to equal not having that.
And don't have any bad losses.
Right, and they've done that to a large extent. I mean, earlier they dropped, I think losing to TCU and losing to Utah are going to be hard.
At least they're both on the road.
Yeah, on the road. And these are similar games to that, Utah and TCU. Games that BYU certainly can win, but will they win? And they have been playing a lot better lately, which gives me a lot more hope. But this is going to be a tough one. But BYU is going to start really having to make a case for themselves. We're running out of time here, and it starts now. And if BYU can get one or two on this road sweep, that would be very, very helpful.
Coming up next, we'll hear from Cincinnati Associate Head Coach Chad Dollar as we break. We remind you that BYU basketball is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show continues after this. Live from Cincinnati, Ohio, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's head back courtside and rejoin Greg Wrubell.
For the land of the free,
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. See our Utah Hyundai dealers, proud partner of BYU Athletics. All right, BYU and Cincy coming up, only the sixth all-time meeting and only the second ever in Cincinnati. But the last time they met here in Ohio was back in 1931. BYU won that game 41-27. Their last get-together came, well, just 2 weeks ago tonight at the Marriott Center. BYU was an 80-52 winner. The Cougs shot 63% from the arc, 57% from the field overall, and 82% from the free throw line. Those will win you games. Bearcats shoot under 40% from the field, under 20 from the arc, and took only four free throws, went one for four. That'll lose you a lot of games. The game in Provo was the second of what would be four consecutive losses for Wes Miller's team, but since he ended that streak in style 3 nights ago in Orlando, the Bearcats won at UCF 93-83. Going into that game, since he was averaging under 60 a game in conference play. So a short time ago, I sat down and chatted with Cincy Associate Head Coach Chad Dollar to find out where that game came from and if it means the Bearcats have turned a corner.
I think it's a confidence thing, you know. Our guys have the ability to score the basketball. We got several guys that there, they respective high school, prep school, even one guy in junior college is scoring. And so sometimes it's a confidence thing, and we finally got a game that we got our confidence going and we was able to make some shots.
There's been a lot made of the fact that you guys had a dodgeball practice a couple days before the game, just to kind of loosen everyone up and get having fun again. I know that's not the reason you scored 93 points, but what's to that with the mentality of the guys, let's go have some fun again?
You know, sometimes in a game of basketball, especially at this level, you lose sight of why you play basketball. You lose sight of why you're there. And we try to bring the guys back to when they first start playing basketball. And most don't start playing because they played it for the joy of the game. And that's what that was about, just trying to get the guys to understand, hey, you know, let's get back to the reason you played the game is for the joy of the game and not the big stakes at this level that we're at right now.
Okay, as for BYU, what needs to happen for you guys to flip the script from a couple of weeks ago in Provo?
Man, they are a great, great offensive team. They move the basketball well. They share the ball well. You know, they can really shoot the basketball. So we got to defend better. Up there, I think they might have had like 12 threes, if not more, and they really got going from the offensive end, so we got to do a better job on the defensive end.
Okay. Aziz Bendego had a really nice day for you in Orlando. It's not so much as he goes, the team goes, but when you can get that kind of game from Aziz, you're so much better.
Oh, definitely. When you got a guy in the middle that can rim run and put pressure on the defense with his ability for lobs and things of that nature, he's a big key to us. I mean, he's a big key to the team. He got the experience. So, yeah, we're looking for him to have a good game tonight.
Kind of like Kaba Kata for BYU.
Exactly. Yeah. Very, very similar. So we got to have him doing his thing from an offense and defense perspective, too.
And finally, we hear today's game is a sellout. This is BYU's first ever trip to Fifth Third Arena. What's this building like when it gets going?
You know, it's a great atmosphere. It's one of the best in college basketball. And they understand basketball here. And they understand that BYU has a good team. And so they want to come see a great, great game and a great band of basketball.
Coach Dollar, thanks for taking a minute. I appreciate you. And we'll see you down the line. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, that is Cincinnati Associate Head Coach Chad Dollar. BYU fans, make a fast break to the new Doug Smith Kia in Linden for a huge selection of new and used cars like the all-electric EV6 or the 8-passenger Telluride. Doug Smith, next to Home Depot in Linden. The Cougar Tip-Off Show continues after this, live from 5th Third Arena in Cincinnati, Ohio, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell.
All right, BYU and Cincy coming up in the win over the Bearcats a couple of weeks ago. Yegor Demon had arguably his best Big 12 game. He scored 15 points, 3 of 5 shooting from the arc, made 6 of 7 free throws, 7 assists, 3 rebounds. Great night. But it's been kind of an up-and-down conference campaign for Yegor, who scored a relatively inefficient 16 on Tuesday against Arizona. He took 20 shots. Made 7. His 20 field goal attempts were 7 more than his previous high, and he finished with more turnovers than assists. There's a lot on his shoulders right now, Mark, but when he's good, when he's really good, BYU looks great.
Clearly, Yegor is a great asset to have on your team. But at times, he's also a liability to have on your team. Now, every player has that, right? So now what Yeager needs to do is be more of an asset and less of a liability. And when he is less of a liability, this team has looked really good in the last month or so. But when he kind of is missing shots and turning it over, that 6 minutes where BYU kind of lost that game the other night, he was not getting a bit of liability. So that's what he needs to work on. Clearly, he's awesome. He's really good. But he just needs to be more consistent and do it every game and not have those slips.
A few final words left on the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. They're coming your way next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on. Here's Greg Wrubell.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. All right, so back here at Fifth Third Arena, BYU and Cincy coming up. Mark, a win today would make it three consecutive Big 12 away wins. It's been 4 years since BYU's won three consecutive away games in conference play. It'd be a big deal.
Earlier this conference season, we were wondering if BYU could get one, and now they're trying to get three in a row. So they have made improvements, and I think, you know, it's a different gear you have to play in. It's a different mentality. I think BYU's figuring out what it takes to get the job done on the road.
All right, we will get this one underway coming up. This has been the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show on the new skin, BYU.
Cougar fans, it's time to play BYU basketball.
A slip low by Foose, a pass out to Nell, pull, fire, score for three.
Play-by-play coverage of BYU basketball is brought to you by All-Pro Capital, Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, we hear you. And by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. This is BYU basketball.
Cannon Look. Big three. Knocks it down. Cannon catching three-pointer.
On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Starting lineups are brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. For the home team, the Cincinnati Bearcats. At the point, number one, Day-Day Thomas, 6'1", 190, senior from Bishopville, South Carolina. Kilgore College transfer. At the two, number two, Jizzle James, 6'3", 205, sophomore, Orlando, Florida. At the three, number 41, Seamus Lukosius, 6'8", 225, senior from Lithuania, at Butler transfer. At the four, number 23, Dylan Mitchell, 6'8", 210, junior, Tampa, Florida, Texas transfer. At the five, number 55, Aziz Bendego, 7'2", 235, senior from Dakar, Senegal, and previously played for Akron and, of course, Utah Valley. Those are the Cincinnati Bearcats. 13-9 on the year, 3-8 in league. They're 8-4 at home. Wes Miller in his fourth year with the Bearcats, 76-52 overall. In his 14th year, he's 261 and 187. Mark Durant introduces you now to the BYU Cougars.
At the point guard for the Cougars, number three, Yegor Dimon, the freshman out of Moscow, Russia. Your off guard is number 21, Trevin Nell, the senior from North Salt Lake, Utah. Small forward, number 15, Richie Saunders, 6'5", junior out of Riverton. Your power forward is number zero, Mawut Mag, senior from Melbourne, Australia. And at the five spot, the big fellow, the man in the middle, number 13, Kay Bakeda, the junior from Bamako, Mali. That's your starting five for the 15-7 Cougars, 6-5 in conference, 2-4 in true away games, coached by head coach Kevin Young in season one.
Today's tip-off is sponsored by the BYU Salt Lake Center. Discover BYU's hidden gem in the heart of Salt Lake City. Learn more at slc.byu.edu. And the officials presiding over today's game, Brett Smith, Tyler Kumpf, and James Duke. And Mr. Smith has the ball ready for play. It'll be Bendego and Kada for the opening tap here at a sold-out Fifth Third Arena on the campus of the University of Cincinnati.
Well, I love this backcourt for Cincinnati, not just because of their names, Jizzle James and Day-Day Thomas. They're a dynamic, and Aziz has been playing really well at the five, so this will be a challenge. And I'm convinced, Greg, if my name would have been Dizzle or Day-Day Durant, I would have been All-American.
Day-Day Durant has a nice sound to it. All right, here we go. Cincy in white, BYU in royal blue. The ball is up, and off a double tap, it'll be Kata to Nell, and now Yegor Demin in forecourt. BYU left to right as we see it, and you hear it, the BYU forecourt away from us to our right. We are courtside. Yegor terminates on the right wing, right corner to Saunders, back to Yegor straight away. 15-second shot clock. Yegor bounces to the free throw line. A one-hand whip to Nell for three and knocks it down. The Cougs' first shot of the game is a good three-pointer from Trevin Nell. That's a Mountain America three-pointer. Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. And Trevin Nell's had really good games against Cincinnati the last couple of seasons. BYU 3 and Cincy no score to open this one. 40 seconds in. Jumper missed. And Yegor couldn't control the rebound. He knocked it out, and it'll be Cincinnati basketball. There's nobody but BYU players around the bucket, and somehow the rebound's not controlled.
Yeah, got a good miss there, and like you said, nobody touches it. It would bounce right in between three BYU guys, but Yegor trying to reach back, and he tips it out of bounds.
Well, now you
it's okay.
Hope that the Bearcats don't take advantage, and they don't. They turn it over off the inbound. So no harm done, and BYU basketball 44 seconds into this one, BYU 3, and Cincy no score. Cougar basketball brought to you by Delta, the official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. 3-0 Cougs. Cougs in forecourt.
He's looking at that lob to Kata, and they sucked in, so Trevin was open.
Yegor bumped up high by Dylan Mitchell and turns it over, does Demin. It's a breakaway, a run out, and Thomas slipped on it. Stepped on the ball, and Yegor tripped over it, and BYU comes the other way. So since he had a sure two, end up in nothing. Yegor, right wing Nell. Nell kicks in the corner to Mag. Mag will drive the base, cut off on the right post, bounces it to Kata. Tough ball to handle, puts it between his legs, and passes out to Demin. A one-hand push to Nell. Nell hops into the paint, lobs it up, and Kata will push it home. Trevin Nell the assist. Nell the first three, and then assist on the next two. 5-0 BYU, 90 seconds in. Step back three from the right side for Jizzle James is good. Jizzle James knocks down the triple. It's 5-3.
Yeah, BYU got stuck on a screen. They shouldn't be going underneath, but Jizzle was wide open.
Yegor flips it off the window. Doesn't get the bounce. And then did Cincy knock it out of bounds? Yes, Bandego couldn't control. So BYU will have an extended possession as Yegor got low, just flipped it off the window. Popped off the iron, no good. 5-3, BYU leads by two, and the Cougs will trigger. It's a baseline out of bounds, a blob play to the left of the BYU bucket as Yegor Demin takes a moment to retie his shoes. He's good to go. He gets handed the ball, and here we go. Saunders off the inbound. Pull, fire, and missed the three. Looked good and bounced off. Bandego the rebound. Cougs up two, since he racing it into forecourt. Day-Day Thomas right wing. To Jizzle James. Jizzle to the right elbow. High to Day-Day. Day-Day guarded by Mawut Mag. Mag will follow over the screen. Elbow jumper good. Tie ball game. Day-Day Thomas squares it at 5. 5-0 lead for BYU. Evaporates quickly. We're squared up. 2.5 in here in Cincinnati. Saunders, 35 feet away left side. Danelle just inside the three-point line of the cutter. Yegor. Yegor gets right to the rim. Driving lay and score. He's doing much more of that lately. And an easy two for Yegor at the rim. 7-5, BYU on top.
Yeah, really great curl. Good screen up high to free up Yegor. And he's as good as there is at left hand going to the rim.
Jizzle James left side. Jizzle James top side. Angle left to Day-Day Thomas. He'll drive the base. Cut off on the end line. Turns it over to Yegor Demin. Yegor down floor Richie. Richie forecourt right side. Richie will get around Bandego. Reverse lay and score.
Too easy.
For Richie Saunders. And the Cougs take a 4-point lead. 9-5 in an early timeout to Wes Miller with 17:02 remaining here in half number one. We'll call that an early money moment of the game. Richie Saunders scores to give the Cougars a 4-point cushion. We're really early, but Wes Miller wants to reset his guys. The All-Pro Capital money moment of the game presented by All-Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All-Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. The Cougs celebrate the first two for Richie Saunders, and the Cougs' 9 points have come from four different players. 3 for Nell, 2s for Saunders, Kata, and Demin.
Yeah, great steal on the baseline from Yegor, and then he gets it out. And Richie had one guy to beat, but that's Aziz Bandego, and he's not a cement-footed big man. He's pretty quick, and he's a great shot blocker, but Richie just blew right by him, then used the rim to the shield from the shot block, and it was an easy bucket for Richie.
Aziz averaging 1.5 blocks per game. 4 points, four rebounds, and almost 22 minutes at BYU 2 weeks ago. He's coming off a really nice game. 16 points at UCF, but he had been averaging under 4.5 a game in his previous five. All right. Under 17 to play till halftime. BYU 9 and Cincinnati 5. Cougs are led by as many as 5, lead by 4. Jizzle James out front. Whips a pass stripe extended to Day-Day Thomas on the right side. Just inside the free throw line, Dylan Mitchell jumps home. Little 10-footer to make it 9-7. BYU by 2. First two from Mitchell. Offensive foul, BYU. Mawut Mag called for a screen out front. So turnover for BYU. That's 2 to Cincy's 3. And the lead is 2 for BYU, 9-7 at a sold-out 5th Third Arena here in Cincinnati. 16:37 to play until halftime. Jizzle James, right side Day-Day. Back up top to Dylan Mitchell. The Bearcats weave it outside the perimeter. Left wing James. James, strong bounce toward the top. Pounds it and then passes it to Day-Day. Day-Day baseline jumper ties the game. Day-Day Thomas from the right base. And 4 in a row for Cincinnati. Back and forth we go. 9-9. The Cougs have had a 5-point lead go away and a 4-point lead go away. And we're square at 9, 16:09 to go till halftime. Richie Saunders, left side.
Bringing back that mid-range shot. Here's Yegor again cutting.
Give and go with Yegor Demon. Driving lay and scoop and score for Yegor. He's got 4. The BYU lead back to 2. Cougs have not trailed in this game. The under 16-minute media timeout coming on the whistle. Jizzle James backs down to the free throw line. High to Lukosius. Haven't called his name much. Right corner, Dylan Mitchell. Mitchell, the Texas transfer. One-hand conveyance high to Thomas. James for the lead, knocks it down. Jizzle James for 3, his second triple, and Cincinnati leads it now by a score of 12-11.
5 for 6 from the field for Cincinnati.
The worst offensive team in the Big 12 by most metrics as BYU turns it over on the fourth court. Timeout on the floor. 15:27 to go until halftime. Cincy takes a 12-11 lead. Scorching hot from the field to open. 5 for 6. BYU not bad. 5 for 7. But the Cougs have turned it over 3 times. It'll be off of BYU turnover. Bearcat basketball next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar Basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at siegfriedandjensen.com. Well, BYU, pretty strong start. Yes, some turnover trouble, and that's kind of been a theme in setbacks of late. But Cougs up, open up 5 for 7. Problem is, Cincinnati is 5 for 6. And this is a Cincinnati team that is last in the Big 12 in conference play in offensive efficiency, effective field goal percentage, three-point percentage, three-pointers per game. They're 15th in scoring, 15th in overall shooting. So, yeah, they struggle on offense. But here they are, 2 for 2 from deep, 5 for 6 overall.
I think sometimes BYU, when they play teams that don't have good three-point numbers, tends to kind of let teams shoot. And even bad teams in college, if they're open, can make shots. And Jizzle hits one right in front of us, not contested. And so they've hit a couple, and they're also doing a nice job getting that mid-range shot going. They don't have a lot of BYU's dominating in the paint, but the three-point shot in that mid-range jumper has really hurt BYU.
We've got 15:27 to go until halftime, and as we come back in, it will be Cincinnati basketball. Dan Skillings checks in for the Bearcats along with Josh Reed. So a couple of reserves in for Coach Wes Miller, and Coach Kevin Young will go to Dallin Hall as his first substitute, replacing Mawut Mag. So BYU keeps the original 5 on the floor, with the exception of Mag leaving for Hall. So the 2 points play together, Hall and Demon for BYU. Lukosius high to Day-Day Thomas. Now Skillings high. Right wing to Day-Day. BYU looking 2-3 up top. A whip in the right corner. Lukosius now high to Reed. Cycled to Day-Day Thomas on a 10-second shot clock left side. He'll take it to the free throw line. Fade away from there and knock it down. Day-Day Thomas with 6. Thomas is 3 for 3. James is 2 for 3. And Cincy is 6 for 7. And the Bearcats have their game-high lead of 3 at 14-11. Yegor Demon, baseline drive. Bounces to Kate. A tough pass to handle. Turnover. Nope. Bounced out to Dallin Hall. Who's got a fortunate ricochet. Dallin terminates. Mid-alley right, straight away Demon. Demon to the left junction, down to 6 and 5 on the shot. Demon step back, won't take that 3. Dallin Hall has to with the shot clock expiring, and it's nowhere close. It slaps off the window, shot clock violation. 14-11, Cincy leads it, and that is a turnover for BYU.
That's been a problem late in the clock. BYU not keeping their dribble going. Those point guards got to keep the dribble going and not pass under 3 seconds. They got to find a way to get a shot up. If you're passing to Dallin at almost near the half-court circle with 1 second, I mean, that's what's going to happen.
Nell, Cada, and Demon all hit the bench. Catchings, Baker, and Traore in. BYU already 4 turnovers in the first 5.5 minutes.
Desperate for any kind of stop. Cincinnati just on fire.
14-11. Bearcats lead it at the right elbow. Jizzle James passes out to C.J. Frederick. Return pass to Jizzle. In the corner, it's Josh Reed. Reed will drive it. Nearly turn it over on the boundary. High to James. James, 18-footer. Knocks it down.
Wow.
Jizzle James, 3-for-4. Day-Day Thomas, 3-for-3. Cincinnati, 7-for-8. BYU, down 5. Cincy, 7-0 run. Richie Saunders, 25 feet away on the left. High to Baker. Down to a 10-second shot clock. Baker jumps it to Richie. Richie trying to beat his man into the paint. That man is Jizzle James. Runner for Richie off the window. Make it Day-Day Thomas. He got past Thomas for the score. And Richie Saunders makes it a 3-point game. 16-13. Saunders has 4. He and Yegor 4 apiece to pace BYU. Day-Day left wing.
So who can stop Jizzle? He's sizzling.
The two guards right now a combined 6-for-7. C.J. Frederick right wing. Bandeko just inside the 3-point line right side. Out to Skillings. Skillings will penetrate. Skip a pass left wing to Reed with a 4-second shot clock. Leans into Catchings and draws the foul on the 3-point shot. It'll be three free throws for Josh Reed. An 86% free throw shooter. Nowhere to go, so he gets Catchings up in the air and draws the predictable foul.
Well, he really leaned in. I mean, I think Jackson went pretty straight up, but Reed really made it sure that he got hit on the way down and got the benefit of that call.
Yeah, Catchings called for the foul there as he got into Josh Reed.
Well, good news is they have
taken it to Jackson because he reminds you so much of Jackson Robinson.
Did I say Jackson? Yes. I'm surprised that's not the first time because they're both very similar looking and play-wise can shoot the heck out of the rock from deep.
Josh Reed shooting 3 free throws and makes the first for a 4-point lead, 17-13. So Reed's first point. Didn't score in 14 minutes at the Marriott Center 2 weeks ago today. Did not score Wednesday in Orlando. And he's got 2 early in this one. The lead for BYU, deficit for BYU is 5. Since he's equaled its game-high lead of 5 at 18-13. Well, a Cincy team struggling to score off to just the kind of start Wes Miller would hope for in front of a sold-out arena. They played their worst game, home game of the year, against West Virginia this past week, and they were booed off the floor at halftime. And nothing but cheers early as Reed goes 3-for-3, and BYU's down 6 for the first time. The Cougars shooting 67% and down 6.
They're doing fine, but Cincinnati just on fire.
4 turnovers for BYU turned into 6 Cincinnati points. Saunders takes it into Mitchell at the right block. Cut off there out to Baker. Baker will drive the base on Frederick. Fade away and miss it long. The tip no good by Foose, and Cincy on the rebound. Skillings penetrate, sends high to Jizzle James. James left wing Frederick back to Jizzle between the circles. 15-second shot clock. Jizzle one-hand whip to Reed for 3. Off the flange. Long rebound. Chased down by Skillings. Reset to Reed for 3. Gets the second try. It's a 9-point lead for Cincinnati. They were held to 52 in Provo. They have 52 at halftime. Timeout, Kevin Young. We'll take a break. 12-17 to play in the first half. Cincinnati, 8-for-10 from the field. 3-for-4 from 3, and already a 9-point lead. Bearcats 22, Cougars 13 on the new skin. BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here is Ben Bagley with a scoreboard update.
Two updates on Big 12 games since our pregame show. One game going finals, fifth-ranked Houston gets a win on the road at Colorado 69-59. One game currently underway in the second half with 14 minutes and 40 seconds left. West Virginia has a 47-35 lead on Utah. We'll give you a full Big 12 scoreboard and a top 25 scoreboard coming up at the half. But let's get you back to Greg and Mark.
Thank you, Ben. BYU basketball brought to you by Smith's. Cougar fans, you can score big for game day meals at Smith's with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Everyone seems to be scoring for the Cincinnati Bearcats, including a guy like Josh Reed. Josh Reed did not score in Provo 2 weeks ago. Josh Reed did not score 3 days ago in Orlando. Josh Reed averages under 3 points per game. Josh Reed has six in the first 8 minutes of this game as the Bearcats are red hot in a 9-point lead, 22-13. They're 8-for-10 from the field. BYU not too bad at 6-for-10, but it's shot after shot. And that last one, a killer, an offensive rebound off a rare miss, turns into a 3-pointer from Josh Reed, who just missed the three that set up the offensive rebound.
You got your miss from Josh Reed, which you'd expect, but if you give anybody a chance to shoot the same shot wide open, he's going to make one of them, and he did. BYU, if you look at their score, you think, well, they're probably doing pretty fine here, but Cincinnati has been amazing to start this game.
6-0 Cincinnati run in the last 50 seconds. The larger run is 13-2. And the Bearcats have hit, yes, 8 of their last 9. The only miss was the Reed three-pointer. They rebounded for a Reed three-pointer. Dallin Hall, drive and kick. Baker, big three. Got it. Dawson Baker, that's huge for the Cougs. Makes it a 6-point game. It's a Mountain America three-pointer. DB for three. Let Dawson bake. He's got three, and the Cougs within six, 22-16.
This has a similar feel to Colorado, and Richie made a big three just like Dawson hit there to get BYU on the right track.
And they were off and running with the Cougs in a runaway in Boulder. Skillings outside the arc, left side, guarded by Saunders. Crosses him over, takes him baseline. Spins in the post out to Reed for another three. This one's off the rim, no good. Rebound Baker, bounce past Saunders. Richie into forecourt right side. BYU down six, looking to narrow the gap. Dallin Hall topside. Dallin rocks it. Dallin right wing, Richie Saunders. Saunders in the corner to Catchings. Catchings whips a pass to DB. Dawson again! Dawson Baker, shot maker! It's another three for the Cougs. BYU within three at 22-19.
And in that game at Colorado, Richie scored seven straight. Now here's six straight for Dawson.
BYU goes from down nine to down three in an instant. Three-pointer the other way. What an answer from Jizzle James. Three threes for James. A 25% three-point shooter, and Jizzle James is 3-for-3 from deep.
Yeah, not tonight. He's feeling it. That's dangerous.
Dawson Baker, pretty dangerous guy himself the last couple of minutes. Cut off mid-alley right, sends out to Cannon Catchings. High to Hall, down to a 12-second shot. 10:45 on the game. BYU down 6, 25-19. Hall, little pick and roll with Foose, giveaway. Turns it over. Skillings on a run out the other way. Skillings cut off on a double. Out to Jizzle. Three-point range. Now right side. Or left side, Frederick. The handoff to Todd Mitchell. Back to Frederick. Another three. So Dawson Baker's two threes answered by two threes from the Bearcats. And it's back to a nine-point game just that quickly, 28-19.
Well, shooting is contagious, and Cincinnati has a fever.
C.J. Frederick, another guy with no points in Provo 2 weeks ago with a three. Richie for three to answer. Richie Saunders, and it's a three-point contest. 28-22. Both teams just banging triples right now. BYU 4-for-6 and Cincy 5-for-7 from deep. Wow, the three-point shooting early in this one. Now, BYU's known as a great offense in the Big 12. Cincinnati not, but every bit BYU's equal and then some. Leaning back and missing at the rim is Skillings, but he's fouled. He will get free throws. So Cincy will have taken more free throws in the first 10 minutes of this game than they had the entire game in Provo 2 weeks ago.
Well, they made more than in one trip to the line than they did in the entire game. That 3-for-3.
28-22. Bearcats lead by six. In a frantic first half. Skillings will shoot two and miss the first one strong. And he was leaning as if that was not going to be good for the minute it left his fingertips. So Skillings, a 68% free throw shooter, the miss. Saunders will have a seat. Checking in Yegor Demon. So Demon, Hall, Baker, Catchings, and Foose. Second coming up for Dan Skillings. BYU down 6, 28-22, and it's an 0-for-2 from Skillings. Foose grabs the rebound. That'll help BYU's comeback cause. 9:50 to play till halftime. Saunders 7, Baker 6, leading BYU. Saunders on the bench. Cannon, left wing, crosses over Dylan Mitchell. Still with him up top. Releases to Hall, down to a 12-second shot. Dallin with a rip, a pass high to Foose. Foose looks back door for Hall, not there. The handoff to Baker. Baker, give and go back to Foose, and the bounce pass a little too far for Traore. He turns it over. That's turnover number six for BYU. The play was there. That's an easy two if the pass is connected.
I'm gonna say that's Foose's job. I mean, Dawson did all he could, gave him a – he led him with that bounce pass. Foose has just got to be ready and go get that ball and dunk it. That should have been an easy two.
9:26 to play till the break. Deficit remains six for BYU. Cougs led by five early. Bearcats have led by nine here in the first half. Jissel James starts Hall to the right side. BYU 2-3 defensively. Lukosius flares to the right as James passes to Seamus. Seamus returned to Jissel up top. Down to a 10-second shot clock. Mitchell rolls low. Jissel lobs mid-alley left to Arrington Page. Page with a back down on a 5-second shot clock. Jissel, long three. Good again. Wow. Jissel James, 4 for 4 from deep. He's got 12. He's been turned on. The lead back to 9 again for Cincinnati, 31-22. Yegor, drive, float, blocked by Mitchell. Deflection. Page comes away with it. And Cincy racing into forecourt. Transition three, Lukosius. Missed it front rim. Rebound, Mawut Mag on the baseline. Cougs running it back the other way. 8:30 to play here in the first half. BYU down 9. Hall into the painted area. Hall on a high dribble. Spins, flips with the right hand. Good off the window. Dallin Hall with a pirouette in the paint for 2. And the Cougs make it a 7-point game. 31-24.
Well, pretty good post move from Dallin.
Jissel James, 12 for the Bearcats on 4 threes.
Now the frustrating thing is it was late in the clock. You know he's going to shoot it. Get out on him. And Dawson was kind of in the area, but get on him. I mean, he's got to shoot it, and he's just made 4 in a row, so get out on him.
2 weeks ago today in Provo, Jissel James was 3 for 13 from the field. He's 4 for 5 in this one, including 4 for 4 from deep. So 6 points in Provo, already 12 here in Cincinnati in the first 12 minutes.
Well, fortunately, he's going to take a rest. We all need a rest from him.
Day-Day Thomas controls left side, now top side. Right side, Seamus. Seamus, mid-range, gives to Bandego, pushes it up in the paint. No, and the rebound to Cave Akeda. BYU down 7, racing at forecourt. Yegor terminates at the top of the arc. Akeda receives the pass. Akeda at the right junction. On pressure from Bandego, gives it up to Nell back in the game left side. Hand off Yegor. Under 8-minute media timeout coming on the whistle. BYU down 7, 31-24. Yegor running it right to the rim and drops it over the 10 for 2. Yegor with his third driving score in this one. 31-26, BYU down 5.
That's become his move right now.
Corner 3.
Nope.
Off the flange. Yegor slaps the rebound. Trevor Nell comes down with it. That miss came from Tyler Betsy. Yegor, forecourt left side. Dawson Baker, touch pass in the corner. Mawut drives, hands off Kata, who hammers it home. And the Cougs make it a 3-point game, 31-28. It's a 5-0 BYU surge. 7:05 to go till halftime.
Somehow BYU's out shooting an on-fire Cincinnati team.
Yeah, BYU shooting 71% and trailing right now. Day-Day Thomas runs it to the bump. Terminate, right wing, Betsy. Tyler Betsy will shoot a 3 and spin it out. Rebound, Kata. Great grab by Kata. And BYU can draw within 1 or tie on this possession. Yegor, left wing. Pick and roll, turnover. Kata, does he rescue it? Off of. Waiting for the whistle. Off of Cincinnati. It'll be BYU basketball after this. Cougs maybe catch a break. It'll be Cougar basketball down 3. BYU hanging around here in Cincinnati. 6:37 to go till halftime. Cincinnati 31 and BYU 28. Yes, the Cougs are shooting 71% from the field, 67 from the arc, and they're trailing. Maybe not for long. Come back with us here to 5th Third Arena on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Dinner after the game at JCW's includes something for everybody, from burgers to wings, shakes to salads. JCW's, quality and a lot of it in Lehigh, American Fork, Provo, South Jordan, and Harriman. Here in Cincinnati, scoring and a lot of it. 31-28. Cincinnati leading BYU is still 6:37 to go until halftime. The Cougars have 12 field goals, 4 threes. The Bearcats, 11 field goals, 6 threes. The Bearcats have made 3 of 5 from the stripe. BYU's not taken a free throw, and that free throw number is the only thing separating BYU and Cincy right now. BYU's down 3, having been outscored 3-0 at the free throw line. The Cougs have had some turnover troubles. BYU's turned it over 6 times to Cincy's 3. and the Bearcats have turned those six BYU turnovers into 12 points. If you're 2-1 in points off of turnovers, the turnovers, you're in pretty good shape, and that's where Cincy is right now. So 12-4 is the points off of turnovers number, but the paint number in heavily in BYU's favor right now, 16-2 in points in the paint, more than half of BYU's points coming in the paint, and Yegor Demin has three field goals on three drives right to the rim.
Yeah, BYU seems to have found something in that Cincinnati defense where they are able to get to downhill and get to the rim. You know, that's a crazy number. You know, Cincinnati's kind of a two-point team. They've only got 2 points in there, but they're knocking down the threes. How about Jizzle James, 4-for-4 from the three-point line? Really impressive start from Jizzle.
And that's a guy that's 25%, 25 from the arc on the year, and has not missed in this one. So Jizzle, we would say, is due to cool off here. As we come back, it's BYU basketball. BYU will trigger to the left of the Cougar standard. Baseline out of bounds, a blob play with a 19-second shot clock and a 6:37 game clock. Demin with Baker, Nell, Mag, and Kada. Yegor triggers in to Kaba, or at the left elbow. Does hand back to Yegor up top. BYU no free throws here in the first half since he took only four in Provo 2 weeks ago. Demin low to Kaba. Kaba right up at the rim and scores it off the flange. Kevin Young wanted a foul and a three-point play chance there, but it goes a simple two for Kada, and the Cougs draw to within one. 8-0 BYU run, though, over the last 2 minutes. Dylan Mitchell at the free throw line. High to Dede Thomas. Dede, hesitation, lost the dribble, regains. Cycled Lukosius to Skillings and back to Seamus on the angle right side. On the Fifth Third Arena logo, the pass to Bandego, and he turns it over. He passed to the corner as Dylan Mitchell drove down the baseline. So turnover number four for the Bearcats, and BYU will come down floor with a chance to lead after trailing by as many as nine here in the first half.
Does John Linehan get another steal there? That's how good a defensive player he is.
He gets a steal on the bench. It was right to coach John. BYU in four court, down 31-30. Dawson Baker, two big threes a few moments ago. Dawson on the dribble, 25 feet away, left side, looking to beat Skillings. Skillings slips and falls as Dawson rims out the three. The tip by Kada, no, on the follow. And Cincy on the rebound. That looked down from Baker. It popped out, and then Kava had a good chance at the follow tip. Did not go either. 31-30, Bearcats lead the Cougs. Chance to take a lead goes begging for BYU here in Cincy. Bandego on the arc right side. Underhand scoop to Lukosius, and Mawut is called for a foul out front. Mawut Mag picks up BYU's fourth foul. Cincinnati, how about this, has not been called for a foul.
Wow.
15 minutes in.
That's amazing. And BYU with 18 points in the paint and not a foul on Cincinnati. Those seems contradictory numbers.
So when will that first whistle come against the Bearcats? I would wager pretty soon. A 4-0 disparity, somewhat significant. Day-Day into Skillings, and a give-and-go back to Day-Day, who walks it out near the timeline. Cincy forecourt right in front of us. Kevin Young having a conversation with Bert Smith directly in front of us. They may be talking about that zero foul number. Mm. And Cincinnati goes over and back on a turnover right near the BYU basket. In fact, on the end line. So Cincy with a couple of turnovers in the last minute. That's five now for the Bearcats to BYU six. The points off a turnover number still heavily in Cincy's favor, 12-4. But BYU once again chance to lead. 31-30, Cincy on top. 5:04 to go till the break. And BYU will send in on the baseline to the right of the bucket. Saunders into Kada. Kada high to Yegor. Nearly knocked away from Demin. He gets it back, drives past Mitchell, gets into Bandego, flips it up and misses. The tip no good. And here, oh, there's the foul.
You know that was coming. A timely one, too, as Yegor's shot was a nice one. He just rimmed out. Kaba trying to tip that in. I think he's the one that got fouled.
So 15 minutes and 3 seconds into the game. Finally, whistle against Cincinnati. Dylan Mitchell picks it up. It'll be out of bounds to BYU. 4-1 the fouls. Cougars keep possession. Yegor will slap it and send it to Kada, arc right. Demin comes to meet. Yegor takes it up top on Dylan Mitchell. Yegor out near the timeline. 10-second shot clock for BYU. 4:45 on the game. Demin, defender on his hip. High to Nell. Down to a 5-second shot clock. Richie will drive it with three and with two. Out to Demin with one. Three-pointer, no, off the rim at the shot clock expiration. And a loose ball foul on BYU. That's 5-1 on the fouls. And the Cougs just having a tough time getting over the hump, having rallied from down 9 here in the first half. They've had 3 possessions to take a lead and haven't got on top in this one. 31-30, Bearcats still lead. BYU shooting, which was 70% a moment ago, down to 59. Still an 8-0 BYU run over the last 4 minutes, Mark.
Gotta have better clock awareness late in that clock. Richie was in trouble, but he could have squeezed up the shot, passed out to the top of the key with 1 second on the shot clock.
Jizzle James, who's been red hot from 3 at 4 for 4, will take it low instead on Hall, then turn it
got
over
Richie
another
up.
Since he giveaway. Demon ahead to Richie. Richie lays it up to the window, and no. But he's fouled 2 free throws, but that would have been a 3-point play 9 times out of 10. Richie just missing on the driving lane, but it's the contact that maybe caused the miss, as the push in the back caused him to just maybe lose a bit of the handle at the rim. So it'll be 2 free throws for Saunders for the lead.
It's a dangerous.
BYU down 31-30.
Dangerous play there as Richie went down hard, made the free throw.
So BYU ties the game on the Saunders make. Now it's a 9-0 run. A free throw here makes it a 10-0 spurt and a BYU lead. 31-31 our score, 4:12 to play. Foul situation now 2 for the Bearcats to BYU's 5. Richie goes 2 for 2, 10-0 run. Saunders has 9 for the Cougs, and BYU takes a 1-point lead, 32-31. 13-3 surge for BYU in the last 6 minutes.
For their last 4 is Cincinnati.
Jizzle James with some turnover trouble, too, for the Bearcats. Turnovers are now even 6 apiece. Skillings, angle left. BYU defending Jizzle at 18 feet. Jumper good. Jizzle James cannot be stopped. 14 points for James here in the first half. He is 5 for 6 from the field. Cincy back in front, 33-32. Ends the BYU run at 10-0. Richie to the rim, fouled again. A miss right in front of the hoop, but he'll shoot 2 when we come back to Cincinnati. 3:34 to go till halftime. Saunders shooting to put BYU back in front. 33-32, Bearcats lead by 1 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Cougars play in the Big 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU had an early 5-point lead. Cincy later a 9-point lead. The Cougs have rallied back. They're down 1, maybe not for long. 33-32, Bearcats lead BYU with 3:34 to play until halftime. Richie Saunders leading BYU with 9 points, and he's powering his way to the hoop. Last 2 times down the floor, he got fouled the first time, made 2 free throws. He's been fouled again. We'll go back to the free throw line. So Richie gets the power play of the game, brought to you by the full lineup of Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs. See your Utah Hyundai dealers. The Hyundai power play of the game, authored by Richie Saunders on back-to-back drives to the hoop. Again, he made his first 2 free throws. We'll get 2 more as we come back in here at 5th Third Arena in Cincinnati. This arena is on the campus of University of Cincinnati, just adjacent to Nippert Stadium where the football team plays. Beautiful venue, 12,000 seats, sold out today, and a pulsating environment here in Ohio.
I made a couple buckets here on my P-days back in the day. It's a beautiful place. This campus is amazing. And BYU's started out good performances, I think. But, man, that Cincinnati backcourt, Day-Day Thomas and Justin James are 9 for 10 from the field and combined for 22 points. They've been spectacular. BYU's got to find a way to slow those two down.
So those two have 22?
Yeah.
They combined for 11 in Provo 2 weeks ago. They've already doubled their output, and here we are with still 3.5 to go in the first half of this game. All right, Saunders to the line. Richie could be the first to double figures. James leading the Bearcats with 14, Richie with 9. Chance for 10 and 11. 2 shot fouls. We come back. Fouls now. 3 for Cincinnati, 5 for BYU. Remember, moments ago it was 4-0. Well, now it's 5-3. As 3 of the last 4 whistles have gone against the Bearcats after no fouls against Cincy in the first 15 minutes of this game. Richie 2 for 2 again. He has 11 to pace the Cougs, and BYU back in front, 34-33.
Yeah, his performance was right up there with Thomas and James.
Looking like a 2-3 for BYU defensively. Hall left side, Richie right side. Bounce pass low to Josh Reed. Passes in the corner to Jizzle. Jizzle lobs it up for Bandego, and he gets just enough of it to flip it off the window for the make. He went for the alley-oop, but it wasn't there, but he got a fingertip to it and squeezed it off the glass. And Cincy back in front, 35-34. Kaba Keita hands off to Richie up high. Richie to the right elbow. One hand slice over to Trevin Nell. Gives to Keita. Keita at the rim, up and missed it. And the rebound out of bounds off of BYU. That's too bad. That's a pretty high percentage opportunity down low for Keita, but couldn't get it to go. Foose will check in. 2:52 to go in the first half. Keita will check out for Traore. And the Cougar lead is short-lived. It's Cincinnati 35, BYU 34.
Keita didn't get that one, but he has been more efficient scoring those types of buckets.
Jizzle James, slow bounce into forecourt. Cincy right to left as we see it and you hear it. And BYU left to right here in half number one. Cincy in white with black, BYU royal blue with white. Jizzle James on the angle left. He's 25 feet away. Now he's to the top. Foose on the show. Will push him to the far boundary. Frederick with a five-second shot clock right to James. When will James miss a three? He'll drive and be blocked out of bounds on the baseline. It'll be a 1.7-second shot clock. Did Richie get that?
Yeah, he did, and he realized that Jizzle had to shoot it, so he was all over him, blocked it out of bounds, just 1.7 to get a shot off here for the Bearcats.
Jizzle James, 4-for-4 outside the arc, 1-for-3 inside. After that block shot, C.J. Frederick will baseline send in with 1.7 to a wide-open Betsy for three, and he got it. Long two, foot on the line with 1.7, a wide-open Betsy, and heavens to Betsy. It's 37-34, the Bearcats lead it. 4-0 surge for Cincy. Deflected ball out of bounds by C.J. Frederick. It'll stay BYU basketball. BYU's gone 0 for its last 5 from the field.
Yeah, Betsy just was able to sneak to that corner. A good out-of-bounds play in that situation. Got a great look.
Demon on the sideline. BYU a three-pointer away from tying this game. Hall will jump it to Richie. Richie at the top of the arc for a three to tie this game. Missed it wide left. And out of bounds off of Nell on the baseline. Cincy basketball. 37-34. Bearcats lead at 1:57 to go till halftime. And BYU cooling off now. 6 consecutive misses from the field. BYU is shooting 70% past the halfway mark in the first half. It's down under 55. Cincy still scorching at 64%. 55 from three. Jizzle James. One hand whip right to Frederick, low to Bandego, dunks it home, and Cincy on a roll. 39-34, 6-0 Bearcat run. 90 seconds to go till halftime. The worst shooting team in the Big 12. Well, you could have fooled me. Left wing Saunders. Rips and drives on Betsy. Feeds the post to Foose. Foose, reverse pivot to face on Bandego. Bandego narrowing the distance between himself and Traore, who jump hooks and gets it to go. Cougs needed that. It wanted to crawl out, and Foose used his mental energies to coax it in. 39-36, BYU within three. A big make for Traore there, his first two.
That was a big possession going in, getting close to halftime. That momentum was shifted to Cincinnati.
Yep, foul out front, and it's going to be called on Trevin Nell trying to go over the screen. Yeah, Traore converts inside. Ends a streak of 6 consecutive field goal misses for BYU. So, Cougs draw within 3 here. Should be a tight game at halftime. 56.6 to go before the break. 39-36, Bearcats lead. James into Josh Reed and back to Jizzle near the timeline. Jizzle to his left. Baker goes over the screen set by Bandego. Right wing Frederick, topside Jizzle. Jizzle to the left. Pull up, fire from 3. Strong on this one. First three-point miss for Jizzle James. Rebound Baker on the long carry. Down floor Hall. Hall, Saunders. Saunders beneath the basket. Reverse lay in. Good for Richie. Saunders with 13, and BYU makes it a one-point game again. 39-38. Great answer from the Cougs.
And they may get another shot here. There's still a four-second differential.
So 24 seconds on the game and 20 on the shot. So, yes, BYU may get one final look. It's a one-point game. What a game we've got here in Cincinnati. Jizzle James, left side. Pushed out to near the dividing line. Frederick, touch pass in the corner, yes, turned it over! And the Cougs will now have the ball with a shot for the lead at the break, 11.2, wow. And the shot clock is off. So, BYU will get, or should get, the final look of half number one if they choose to make it so. 39-38, the Bearcats lead. BYU with a make will take a lead to the locker room. 11.2, and here we go. Full court. Yegor will take it. Past the dividing line with a right-hand dribble. Down to 6 and down to 5. Yegor with 4. Shoots and
fouled and good.
Is fouled, and he makes it from the three-point line left side. A four-point play chance for BYU with 3.2 to go until halftime. Yegor Demin knocks down the triple, takes a hit, and the Cougs, who lead by two, could lead by three at the break. Still 3 point. Now, Yegor shot early. There were 4 seconds plus when he shot that. 3.2 now on the clock. Yegor with the triple left side and the foul. So 9 for Demin and a chance for 10 in the first half as he goes to the free throw line.
Yeah, that was a no. Oh, great shot.
Foul number 4 for the Bearcats here in half number 1. Yegor at the stripe. Makes the free throw. BYU 42. Cincinnati 39, an 8-0 run for the Cougs in the final minute 7 here. And still now 3.2, so the Cougs have to defend one more look.
Yeah, guard chisel. He'll pick anything.
The Cougars will have to defend the full court. 3.2. Lukosius into Jizzle. Jizzle with 2. Jizzle with 1. Launches it and misses it. And they might
out
say he stepped out before.
There'll be time.
Wow, he stepped out before the shot. Kevin Young, will he call timeout or let it ride here? There will be some time left. Jizzle came up the floor. Saunders defended on the boundary. The shot came from James, no good, but the Cougar coaching staff right with the officials on that boundary pointing to the line, and they noted that James appeared to step out of bounds, so it would come with time on the clock, and somehow BYU gets one more look. So the Cougs will lead at halftime. The question now is the margin. 42-39, BYU on top. BYU this season, 14-4 when leading at the break. Cincy is 1-8 when trailing at halftime. What a surge from BYU to end half number 1. 8-0 is the run over the last 1 minute and 10 seconds. It looks like 1 second will go back on the clock. So chance for an inbound, maybe a dribble and a shot. But BYU's responded well to trailing by 9 here in the first half, Mark.
Heck of a job by Dallin Hall there to really pressure Jizzle, but not foul. Use that sideline. That's excellent defense.
Okay, so on the sideline, about 50 feet away, BYU will have an inbound opportunity.
Ideally, you want to be catching towards the basket. You got time for maybe a dribble, but a catch and shoot.
Yegor tried to go to catchings. It was deflected out of bounds. No shot gets off. So, halftime recap is coming up with BYU leading Cincinnati 42-39 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The second half of BYU basketball is about to begin. Let's head live to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar basketball is brought to you by Sierra West Jewelers, the largest dealer in Utah, with the lowest prices and 3 stores located across from the malls in Orem, Sandy, and Murray. Sierra West Jewelers, we price match. Well, BYU and Utah are the only Big 12 opponents that Cincy's allowed to shoot 50% or better from the field, and BYU's on pace to do it a second time. The Cougs shot 57% in Provo and 59% in the first half here. Meantime, Cincy, the worst shooting and three-point team in the Big 12, has been resurgent today. Consider that the Bearcats have scored 71 or fewer in 10 of their 11 league games, and they're pacing for 80-ish. In their first 6 games this year, since he had 4 games with 10 or more threes, they have no games with 10 or more threes since. But they're on pace for a double-figure three-point day here. 6 for 12 from the arc in the first half. So does Cincy cool off after halftime? Consider they've played their last 11 games, Mark, and have not had more than 8 threes in any of those 11 games. And they're just 2 away from that particular note. Here we go as Cincinnati begins second half with the basketball going left to right as we see it and you hear it.
You need Jizzle to fizzle a little bit here. He was terrific.
Needs to go from sizzle to fizzle as Jizzle will drive, scoop off the window and miss it. Offensive rebound, Bendigo goes back up with it and scores it. The only second chance points have been for Cincinnati.
Probably ought to just foul him, and he's that close. Make him earn it.
7-0 in second chance points. 42-41. The Bearcats open the second half with a bucket when BYU got the miss from Jizzle, of all people. Kata up top, left wing to Demon. Down to an 8-second shot clock for Yegor. He'll pull and fire and miss the three. The tip no good from Kata. Now Cincinnati down floor, chance to lead.
Kata was there. It just clipped the front of the rim or he would have had a putback.
20-second shot clock. Thomas elbow jumper. Yep. Cincy four in a row to open the second half. 43-42 Bearcats lead. Demon will drive it wide open.
Oh,
hammer with the left hand!
What?
Yegor Demon, for the fourth time today, gets right to the hoop. The first three were lay-ins. That was no lay-in. That was a thump
was
to put
amazing.
The Cougs back in front, 44-43. Let's call that a Zions Bank. Shot of the game, turnaround from Seamus. No, and the rebound to Mawut Mag. BYU to fourth court.
Oh.
Turnover. Here comes Dylan Mitchell the other way. He will drive and dunk it. And Cincinnati back in front, 45-44. The Zions Bank shot of the game brought to you by Zions Bank. For 150 years of helping you succeed, Zions Bank is for you. But the Demon dunk is followed by a steal, but then a giveaway the other way. And Cincy converts to make it 45-44 Bearcats. Right wing, Trevin Nell. Nell high to Yegor.
It was just a huge turnover from Wood. He had Richie wide open and pass it to the Bearcats.
Down to a 3-second shot clock. Yegor for three. It's an air ball. Mawut tried to save in, but there's no time left. It's another shot clock violation. It's another BYU turnover. That's eight. And Cincinnati basketball. The BYU halftime lead is gone, and the Bearcats play with a one-point cushion, 45-44.
Yegor's got to kind of put that shot away and keep taking it to the rim like he did. That was an amazing shot, that dunk. But the three-pointer not going for him early in the second.
Lukosius, top of the key, three, good. His first points of the game.
I was impressed with him at BYU, but he's been quiet, not anymore.
Cincinnati's turned this game right around in 2 minutes. BYU turns it over in four court. Pass into the bench. Dallin Hall's going to take out Yegor Demon. Kevin Young, that's an instant reaction to the turnover. 48-44 Bearcats. Cougs were cruising a minute ago, and things have flipped around pretty quickly here. Nope, Mawut Mag will have a seat. It'll be not Demon, but Yegor remaining on the floor with Dallin Hall coming in for Mag. So that was the substitution pattern in the first half as well. 48-44 Bearcats. That's seven threes for Cincy. The lob to Mitchell is intercepted, but it rebounds to Mitchell, who missed the dunk attempt, but he's fouled. Late whistle and free throws coming up for Dylan Mitchell as Cincy looks to extend its run early in half number two.
I got another miss, but then Mitchell comes up with it. And Mitchell making himself known. He got a big steal. That would have been an open three from Richie. Instead, it goes the other way. He dunks it, and that's kind of turned the momentum for Cincinnati.
These would be more second-chance points. It's already 7-0 in that category. 8-0. Free throw good. BYU led by three at halftime. The Cougars trail by five in the first 3 minutes of the second half. 49-44, the Bearcats in front. 6-0 run. 7-0 run. Both free throws good. Mitchell, nothing. He had 2 points at halftime, has six now on the day. 50-44, BYU down six. Richie up top, pull and fire, and misses the three, air ball. Huh.
Well, this is one of those moments, Greg. Your back's against the wall a little bit. The crowd's going crazy. It's kind of what defines you as a team, how you respond.
to 44, Bearcats lead it. 16:45 to go here in Cincy. Day-Day Thomas on the arc left. But pardon me, Jizzle James high to Seamus. Seamus will Euro and then kick high to Jizzle with an 8-second shot clock. Crossover, pass in the corner to Lukosius. Step back three. Missed it off the flange. Rebound, kicked out of bounds by Dallin Hall. It'll be Cincy basketball.
A really good defensive effort late in the clock. You contest the three and they get the miss. And now another chance, another 20 seconds.
Offensive rebound, second chance points, all Bearcats right now. BYU has only two offensive rebounds and no second chance points.
That's kind of what they rely on and a big part of their offense.
Thomas up top, crosses over, gets Kaba on the switch. Free throw line jumper good by Day-Day. He's got a dozen, and Cincy now is 1 point off a game-high lead. This game is totally flipped around before the first media timeout of the second half. 52-44 Bearcats. 13-2 is the run to start half number two. From down three to up eight. Kaba slips low, misses at the window. Would have been a three-point play, but the shot comes off. It'll be free throws for Kaba after this. 15:47 to go. BYU looking to cut into an eight-point deficit. Cincy 52, BYU 44 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Checking points in the paint from Cincinnati, where it's BYU and the Bearcats. Cincy with a 52-44 lead with 15:47 to play here at 5th Third Arena. When you hear the crash, think of Jones, paint, and glass. And we take a look at the points in the paint, and they actually favor BYU right now, and pretty measurably at 24-12. The Cougs doubling up the Bearcats in the paint. Normally a good sign, but not on this day, as BYU has had a tough start to half number two. BYU's been outscored from the three-point line 21-15. Despite that point advantage, BYU trailing by eight, and it has been a brutal start to the second half for BYU. The Cougs led by three at halftime, but in the first 4 minutes and 13 seconds of the second half, Cincy outscores BYU 13-2. Cincy in the second half, 5-for-8 from the field. BYU 1-for-4, only the Yegor Demin dunk to show for the first 4 minutes and change here in half number two. BYU's turnovers now sitting at 9 to Cincy's 8, but the killer is what Cincy's done with BYU turnovers. If you're better than 2-1 in points off of turnovers to the actual turnover number, you're probably going to win the game. And Cincy has 19 points on 9 BYU giveaways. That has been a massive category to track in this game. As we come back in, Kay Bakeda with two big free throws, and no bigger than the two he made to help seal the deal in Orlando 1 week ago today. Two free throws for Kada in an eight-point game. And a miss. And the first one of the day for BYU. The Cougs were 5-for-5 from the line before that miss.
I need some good things to happen. Some mojo. Foose will check in for Kaba. It had been other guys to start this half, but then Day-Day hit another shot. It wasn't necessarily Day-Day and Jizzle that were getting it done this half, but the other guys stepping up.
Lukosius, Bandego, Mitchell chipping in here in the second half. Second for Kaba. Another miss. 0-for-2. And the momentum stays with Cincinnati. Makes it a six-point game, gives you a shot in the arm. Instead, it's still eight. And now the Bearcats can have their new game-high lead on this possession.
Yeah, we go into a zone to try and slow down Cincinnati.
Lukosius will jump up from the free throw line and knock it down. Seamus Lukosius, nothing at halftime. Five in the second half, and just like that, game-high lead for the Bearcats. BYU led the game at halftime, and now less than 5 minutes in to half number two, BYU's down double digits.
Still a lot of time. No need to hunt shots. Just run your offense.
Nell from the top. Short on it. No foul. Miss on the front rim. And Day-Day Thomas the other way. Day-Day, 18-footer. Short on it. Offensive rebound. Reset Arrington Page to Reed. Top side, left side. Now to Dan Skillings, Jr. Skillings, scoreless on the day. It's not mattered one bit for the Bearcats.
Talking blue.
Skillings averaging 10-plus per game. Nothing today. Lukosius to Reed from the arc. Spins on Nell. Fades away from 10 foot and knocks it down. Josh Reed averaging 2.6. He's got 8. And the lead's a dozen. BYU led by 3 less than 6 minutes ago. Now they trail by 12. Saunders left corner, Dallin Hall. Dallin jumps a pass, a foul out front, non-shooting. With 14:26 to play. BYU out of bounds, Snell out, Kaba out, Baker in, Traore with Saunders, Demin, Hall, and Baker. By the way, the only plus player BYU has is Dawson Baker. Fuseni Traore on the arc left side, gives to Hall. Hall with a 10-second shot clock. BYU leaking here in the second half, 56-44. Hall jumps it to Yegor. Three right side, heavy off the window. right into the hands of Traore with two and with one. Dallin at the shot clock expiration. He missed it long, and Skillings one-hands the rebound.
You got to get something going quick. Clock's
ticking. Lukosius to the right wing. Game-high lead for the Bearcats at a dozen, 56-44. Lukosius squeezing it up and missing on the base right. Into the hands of Traore. Didn't even catch the rim. BYU down floor, down 12. Dallin Hall, three-point range right. Beats Lukosius to the rim. Scoop and score. There was no touch. He didn't touch it. They're waving it off. He didn't touch it. Now they're going to have to go check. Oh.
I think Kaba wanted to, but I think he pulled, or excuse me, Foos pulled back and did not touch that.
Well, he made a call on the floor of offensive basket interference. And if you make a call, you can review that. But they're not going to, right? He didn't touch it.
Wow.
He made a call of basket interference. He didn't touch it. Mark, we both saw that. It doesn't matter. We're back underway. And since he's up 56-44.
Good job, Rich.
Arrington Page, base left, takes a bump from Traore out front.
Only six fouls in this entire game. 27 minutes of play on Cincinnati. Day, day out, Jizzle in.
.13:15 to play. Skillings, base left. Page, a kick out to James for three. He knocks it down. Jizzle James with his fifth three, 5 for 6. And since he leads by 15, fans on their feet here at Fifth Third Arena. Dawson Baker up top. Dawson straight away. Things have gotten away from BYU in the second half. Steal. Josh Reed down floor. Dunk. Timeout. We're taking it. Cincinnati 61, BYU 44. The Cougs have 2 points in the second half. The Cougs have been outscored 22-2. After halftime on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Cougars play in the Big 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, they're back here at Fifth Third Arena in Cincinnati. And the team with the worst offense in the Big 12, essentially, has outscored BYU 22-2. In the first 7 minutes and 13 seconds of the second half, BYU's gone from a halftime lead to down 17.
Yeah, well, BYU not helping themselves, but, man, is Cincinnati a buzzsaw? And so the question is it just one of those nights for them, or are you contributing with what you're doing to help them make so many shots? And they've been just blistering the nets here in the second half, and BYU just has no answer.
Jizzle James and Day-Day Thomas combined for 11 points in Provo. They've got 29 at the moment. And Jizzle James, a 25% three-point shooter, has made 5 of 6 from the three-point line in this game. BYU without a three-point shot after halftime for the game now. The Cougs are 5 for 16 from deep. And Cincinnati, the worst three-point team in the Big 12, is 8 for 15. Their next three will give them more than 8 threes for the first time in 12 games.
Part of the problem was the first two that Jizzle took were wide open, and he hit those two. So you hit two in a row, you're like, tonight is my night. And the Jizzle's a heck of a player. You give him confidence in that shot, it's going to be a long night.
It is an 18-0 run, by the way, for Cincinnati right now. Yes, 22-2, but 18-0.
They reviewed that goaltend and said he touched it. Still not sure that happened.
Yeah, you could do it in the next immediate timeout, which they did, but they reviewed it and did not give Foos those 2 points. So the score stays 61-44, but it is reviewable at the next media timeout, which did happen. And that wasn't technically the media timeout. It was a bonus timeout here in the second half. The under 12 still to come. Trey Stewart's in the game. Stewart left wing Baker. Baker two threes in the first half. High to Stewart. Down to a 10-second shot clock. Trey's going to pull and fire and make the three straight away. It ends an 18-0 Cincinnati run. It's a Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer for BYU. Trey Stewart with the triple. That is his 13th three-pointer for his career. Now 13 for 66 from the arc is Trey Stewart.
This game's still within reach. Plenty of time.
BYU down 14 with 12 to play. Dan Skilling's left wing. He'll drive the end line over the shoulder to Arrington Page. High to Jizzle Jane. Jizzle to the right wing with a four-second shot clock. He crosses over on Baker once and twice. Pops on him and knocks it down from 18. Jizzle says, it is my day.
Unstoppable, really. I mean, I played a couple games when guys were in what he's doing, and there's almost nothing you can do.
Jizzle James, 19. Driving to the hole. Boskovich. Boskovich in the game and scores at the rim. So Stewart scores. Boskovich scores. Catchings is in the game.
It's kind of a small, different lineup, just trying to throw something different out, and they've been successful.
63-49. 14 points the deficit. 11:22 on the clock. Jizzle right side. To Frederick. Back to Jizzle straight away. Arrington Page squares up. Dives low. Blocked at the base, out of bounds. It'll be a 3.6-second shot clock, and Cincinnati basketball coming out of this media timeout. 11:11 to play. We're taking the under 12-minute media break. Cincinnati 63, BYU 49 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here is Ben Bagley with a scoreboard update.
It is final in Morgantown as West Virginia holds on for a 72-61 win over the University of Utah. One other Big 12 game yet to tip off, but the only game left tonight, a top 20 matchup between 20th-ranked Arizona as they host 13th-ranked Texas Tech. That game tips off later tonight. Let's get back to Cincinnati with Greg and Mark.
BYU Basketball, thank you, Ben. Brought to you by Fillmore Spencer, Utah's trusted, top-rated local law firm. Can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, attorneys at law, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business. We've seen an 18-0 second-half Cincinnati run. Right now it's a 20-5 Bearcat surge over 7 minutes and 13 seconds. BYU led at halftime, 42-39. BYU's been outscored 24-7 after halftime. Cincinnati already has 11 more points than it scored the entire game at the Marriott Center 2 weeks ago. And we have 11 minutes and 11 seconds to play. Still plenty of time. BYU down 14, 63-49.
BYU is showing signs of life, and it's been this group. There's not a starter on the floor, and this group has scored, outscored Cincinnati 5-2, and Cincy has under 4 seconds to get a shot off here. Watch that corner. Betsy hit a corner shot here on the same play.
What a group here, right? Stewart, Boskovich, Hall, Baker, and Catchings. So all the starters on the bench with BYU down four. The inbound to Bandego squeezes it up. Contact the late whistle. You could almost see that coming. The awkwardness of the shot, and the whistle came, and Bandego will shoot two. Catchings the foul. Bandego, only a 65% free throw shooter. He has not taken a free throw in this game. Cincinnati as a team has taken 7, made 5. BYU's taken 7, made 5. So no difference there on the free throws. BYU's been outscored by 6 points at the 3-point line.
Missed it.
Bandego 0-1, 6 points on the day. Former Utah Valley Wolverine averaging 7.9, under his average at this point. 19 for James, 12 for Thomas, 31 from a pair of guys who scored 11 between the two of them 2 weeks ago in Provo. So they're plus 20 from their performance 2 weeks ago, and their team is plus 15 as a result. 64-49. Bearcats lead BYU 11 even to play here in Cincy. Mihailo Boskovic. Wow. Airmails a baseline pass for Cannon Catchings. That was, I guess, intended to be maybe an alley-oop, but Cannon stayed groundbound, and that would have been, I think, too far for
if Cannon would have caught that, I would have said, I don't know what I would have said.
You're saying it was a high pass.
I would have said, you got some superpowers, man.
James straight away. That's turnover number 12 for BYU. 24 points off of 12 BYU turnovers. Jizzle James, crossover drive. And he turns it over as he looked for help as he dished it off to no one in particular as he was cut off beneath the hoop. So that's turnover number 9. Nope, make it 8. 8 for Cincinnati. Nope, I was right. 9. BYU only 9 points off of 9 Cincy turnovers. That's 1-1. And Cincy's 2-1 on points off of turnovers, 24 on 12 giveaways. And that is a big part of a 15-point lead for the Bearcats. Trey Stewart accelerating down the middle in the corner to Mihailo. Driving kick, Dawson for his third three. Yes. Dawson Baker knocks it down. He's got nine. And BYU makes it a 12-point game. 64-52. Still a ton of time. 10 minutes plus here in Cincy.
It's good play from Mihailo, Greg. Not forcing that. Dribble, find the open shooter.
And again, not a single starter on the floor for BYU. Ball fake Lukosius on the arc right side. Short pass to Bandego inside the arc on the right. Now to James. Perimeter right. Corner Lukosius holds it at his hip. Takes a hit by Boskovic on the arc. Non-shooting. That'll be foul number five for BYU to two for Cincinnati. 9:56 to play here in Fifth Third Arena. Sold out crowd. Capacity 12,000 and change. Good building. Our first trip here. Well, my first trip here. Mark had been here during his mission days. The occasional P-Day might find Mark lighting it up on the hardwoods here. Jizzle, right side, Lukosius. Back to Jizzle top. To the left wing. To the left elbow. Still on the dribble. Pounding it on Dawson Baker. Cut off on the end line. Pulled out to the corner. Down to two. Down to one. Nope. Shot clock violation as Dylan Mitchell squeezed it up late. And Canham is going to block it out of bounds for good measure. So, feels like a moment here, Mark. BYU down 12, yeah. 9:35 to go.
I think it's now or never. A heck of a defensive job there on Jizzle by Dawson Baker. He could not get any space.
All reserves getting it done right now for BYU. 9:35 to go. When will Kevin Young go back to his big guns? Maybe get it to single digits and see if he can put a surge on late. But this group has done well. Dallin Hall controls near the timeline. BYU right to left as we see it and you hear it here in half number two. Dallin on the dribble right side. Driving kick, Mihailo three. Oh, it's too heavy. And the rebound to Tyler Betsy right on line.
It was right on line, just back iron.
Oh, makes it a 9-point game if he knocks that down, Mark. Day-Day into fourth court, guarded by his numerical opposite, Trey Stewart, one-on-one. Trey Stewart now on the switch has Betsy high to Bandego. Bandego jabbing on Bosco. And it's Lukosius with a 10-second shot clock. Since he could tighten up here, Lukosius lobs it. Bandego, who squeezes it off the window and converts. He reached back as if to dunk it, knew he couldn't dunk it, and squeezed it off the glass for two. The lead back to 14. Cougs answer, three-pointer, right corner, Cannon Catchings. Cannon fire from the right side. 11-point game, 66-55. Here comes the first starter back in for BYU. Yegor Demon to enter. 8:30 to go. There's time. Only 11 points to make up. Lukosius, right side Thomas. Can the Bearcats cool down, and will the Cougs take advantage? Day-Day drives the end line. Out to Bandego. Cycled Lukosius. Big three left side. No. Rebound Dallin Hall. Kevin Young waving his team forward. Bosco on the arc left. Hand off to Dallin. Dallin dribbles into the perimeter. Finds Mihailo straightaway three. Got it!
We're going to have a timeout.
It's an 8-point game. We're taking a break with 8:04 to go here in Cincinnati. Mihailo Boskovic bringing the Cougars back to single digits. It's Cincy 66 and BYU 58, and you can sense it here. A Cincy team that has struggled to maintain momentum this year is on the back foot right now. Can the Cougs close even? They've got 8:04 to find a way to do it. Come back with us and find out if they can get the job done. 66-58, BYU down 8 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
When Trey Stewart, Mihailo Boskovic, and Cannon Catchings entered the game, BYU was down 17. With those guys, all reserves on the floor, BYU's drawn to within 8. BYU's down 61-44, so it's a 14-5 BYU run with all reserves on the floor. Mihailo Boskovic drawing BYU to within 8 moments ago with a 3-pointer top of the key. Another Mountain America 3. BYU basketball brought to you by All Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth, and BYU creating a lot of good things with the Bench Brigade, Mark.
Yeah, this group's done a great job, and of course, they're doing a nice job offensively. I like the look of when Mihailo Boskovic comes in and plays the five, because he's big enough to guard Bandego at the five, but he covers a lot of ground because he plays like a guard. He's quick. He's all over the floor. He extends the defense because you've got to guard him. You don't have to guard Kaber Foose out on the three. You got to extend, and it just gives BYU a different look out there, and so far, this group has brought BYU back in this game.
Wes Miller called timeout with 8:04 to go. And that brings us to the under 8-minute media timeout. Within 30 seconds of the 8-minute mark, you can take that under 8. So we're over 8, but taking the 8-minute media break. 66-58, Cincinnati leading BYU. The Bearcats shooting 62% for the game, 61% for the half. This is a Cincy team. This is a Cincy team shooting only 45% on the year, and they're well above that number here. BYU no slouch, 46% on the game and 46 for the half, but 55% for the game, and the Cougs are a 48% field goal team. That leads the Big 12 in conference play.
It's interesting. They were going to check Yegor in, but they said, no, we're going to stick with this group.
So it stays with Stewart, Hall, Baker, Catchings, Boscovich. A running lay-in, no good. A tip follow, no good. And Bosco grabs the rebound. Mihailo Boscovich on the carom. Mihailo up top has Baker left wing. Baker, three threes in this one. Three for four from deep. Dawson will drive it to the right wing. Give there to Dallin Hall. Dallin near the timeline. Dallin jumps it to Mihailo. Open for three, won't take it. Will drive on Mitchell. Floater. No, he missed it at the rim. Thought about the three, didn't take it, and then he appeared to have a nice floater, and it just doesn't go from 6 feet. Would have made it a six-point game. Deflected ball out of bounds by Stewart in the Cincy forecourt. It'll stay a 18-second shot clock. 7:17 game clock. Mihailo Boscovich, golden opportunity a moment ago, goes begging for BYU. Still a 6-0 BYU run over the last 120. Dawson Baker will check out on 9 points. Into the game, Richie Saunders with 13. He leads BYU. Jizzle James, 19, to pace the Bearcats. Day-Day Thomas controls up top. Guarded by Stewart. Takes him right elbow. High Mitchell. Left wing Lukosius. Seamus holds it at his belt. Now to his chest. High. Day-Day. Open for three. Will shoot over it. And knock it down. They left him wide open up top. Trey Stewart stayed below the screen. And Day-Day Thomas makes him pay. First three for Day-Day. 15. Dallin Hall blocked at the rim, but a foul, and he will shoot two free throws on the foul by Day-Day Thomas.
A really nice, quick first step from Hall to get to the rim, and they came from behind trying to block it at the whistle. Dallin's going to throw that one down.
So Hall to the stripe for two. Miss.
Yeah, not really even close. And just puzzling, a great shooter struggling for the free throw line. Got
one
that
for two.
One. Still good. 10 points. Very doable.
6:45 to go. 69-59. BYU down 10. Day-Day Thomas runs it to the right. Straight away, Josh Reed. Back to Day-Day. Day-Day. Pass to Skillings. Knocked out of his hands. Back into the hands of Thomas. 8-second shot clock for Reed. He'll jab on Cannon. Run it down low. Bank it. Miss it. Tip good by Dylan Mitchell. Will they say it's on the rim? They will. They will say offensive basket interference. I think they'll take this. Oh, they're counting it. Wait. Well,
the bottom official said.
They're counting it. 71-59.
It might have been
59.
BYU they said hit it.
Wow. I thought it was offensive basket interference. They count the bucket, 71-59. Bearcats up a dozen, 6:20 to go. Boscovich up top to Catchings. 30 feet away into a tough three. Nope. Rebound Bearcats. That's a tough shot. Contested into a three right side. Rebound by the Bearcats. Nell will check in. Demon will check in. Day-Day straight away. Mitchell. Now Lukosius. Stripe extended right side to the cutter. Skillings at the rim. Up and in. His first 2 points. And it makes it a 14-point game. BYU got it to single digits. And the Bearcats push the lead back out. 73-59.
That Thomas three kind of settled down the Bearcats.
Only the second Big 12 game all year with more than 71 points. Trey Stewart for three. Heavy on it. Rebound Bearcats. Well, Cougs had an opening there, and Cincinnati may be closing it here. 73-59. Lukosius, hard down the end line. Floater, no. Tip, no. Rebound, yes. Skillings, put back, scoop, good off the window. He gets four in a row, and now suddenly it's a 16-point game. No field goals in 3 minutes for BYU. Timeout taken by Kevin Young. We'll stay right here with it. 5:16 to play. 30-second break for BYU. That's too bad, Mark.
Yeah, that group was terrific, but maybe stuck with them a little bit too long. And another offensive putback, 14-0, second chance points, 10-3. This BYU team earlier this year, was that's kind of their signature, was offensive rebounds, but the last couple have not been good.
So we'll stay here with it. 5:16 to go. This is not yet another full media timeout. It's a short break. 75-59, Bearcats leading at 6-0 since he run. After BYU had it to single digits, got to 10, and then 6 straight for the Bearcats.
Well, they had a chance, I think, to get to 6 on that little Boscovich floater. It was long, and then that was kind of the last of the chance for BYU to get back in this game as J.D. Thomas hit that long three, and then a couple of putbacks here have pretty much sealed it. It's going to be very tough for BYU to get back with just 5 minutes.
So, in Cincy's first 10 Big 12 games, they've not scored more than 71 in any game. And here in their last two games, they've scored 93 and now 75 with still 5:16 to go. They found themselves.
They have, and I don't know how much of a different strategy or style of play Coach Miller has put out there on the floor, but I think it suits Cincinnati a lot better than the grind it out. Got such great guards out there. Why don't you use them? They were a team I thought would be at the top of this conference, were ranked early, and have just struggled in conference play, and then now they seem to be finding themselves.
It's their first Big 12 game with more than 8 threes. They have 9 of 17. They're the worst three-point team in the league. You wouldn't know it from today. BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. Richie Saunders off the inbounds to Yegor out front. Near the timeline, Yegor pushed out to the left perimeter. Cross-court pass to Saunders. Penetration. Kata, floater, good. 8-footer off the assist from Richie Saunders. BYU makes it a 14-point game, 75-61.
I do love to see Kata seems to be finding his touch around the rim. That's a beautiful little jump hook.
Jizzle James back in the game. 19 to pace the Bearcats. Day-Day on the wing left. Terminates, Jizzle right side. 10-second shot clock. No look to Mitchell. He'll wheel it high. Left to Day-Day. Day-Day, little hesitation, driving kick. Jizzle, corner three, got it. Jizzle James, his game of the year.
Yeah.
6-for-7 from deep. He's got 22. He's 3 off a career high.
He's been good.
Richie, going to shove his way down low. Blocked by Bandego, foul, free throws. Saunders, 4:18 to go. But the Bearcats up 17. And that ties their game-high lead.
This will be Richie's, if he makes at least one, will be his first point of the second half.
So consider this. Cincinnati had 10-plus threes in 4 of its first 6 games. They had no games, 0, with 10 threes since. Well, they hit 10 threes today, 10 of 18 from deep. It was just their day, wasn't it? 78-62. Saunders makes the first free throw. Richie leading BYU with 14 points and now 15. Richie 2-for-2. BYU down 15. Time is of the essence here. There's time, but not a lot of it. 4:15 to play. BYU down 78-63. Cincinnati having its best offensive week of the year in Big 12 play by far. Jizzle, finger roll. Down the barrel. Jizzle, 24. That's one off a career high. Another guy having a day against BYU. 80-63. Three-pointer right side air ball, and Kata can't save in. And that was Mawut missing. He thought he was fouled on it. Timeout on the floor. 3:54 to go. BYU down a game-high deficit, 17-80-63. It's all Bearcats after halftime on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to Big 12 Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar Basketball brought to you by Bailey's Moving and Storage. Bailey's, we help you manage moving so you can focus on making memories. tough to really fully describe just how unusual this game is for Cincinnati. Suffice it to say, if the numbers hold, it'll be their season high in field goal percentage and season high in three-point percentage. November 23rd was the last time they shot even 40% from the arc, and they're shooting 56% from the three-point line today. Since these three-point numbers, the last number of games, 31%, 31%, 36, 18, 21, 23, 35, 14, 35, 20. Those are the numbers since he is used to shooting. And they go from that to 56% against BYU today.
Well, sometimes you play against a team and they just have a great night. And sometimes that happens. But you have to ask yourself, what did we do to help them, enable them to have a great night? And that's kind of the question for BYU. I think the effort's been pretty good, and they look like they're getting after it on defense, but they just cannot get a stop. And when they do, Cincinnati gets an offensive rebound. So it's been a tough night. See if they can work some magic here with 4 minutes to go.
The last time Cincinnati made 10 threes in a basketball game, it was November. They're at 10 of 18 here in this one. 80-63 Bearcats. They beat BYU's full court pressure into four court, and they'll now slow it down. November 27th, 10 for 31 against Alabama State.
That's a reversal from the first time these teams met. BYU did what Cincinnati is doing here in the second half.
They say turnabout is fair play. BYU had its season high from the three-point line against Cincinnati, and now Cincy its season high from the arc against BYU. Bendigo strip beneath the basket. Nell takes it away, and Demon into forecourt. BYU with a 3:20 game clock, down 17, though. Yegor shoved out to the left wing, high to Saunders. Saunders right side, Nell. Nell, Demon near the half-court stripe. Yegor trying to shove away Mitchell. Will shoot a three over him and be short on it. Rebound volleyballed out to Bandego. Now we're under 3 minutes, and BYU's down 17. So Cincinnati will probably try and squeeze some time off this clock with Jizzle James and Day-Day Thomas running the show. Cincinnati with a win, but get to 4-8 in league. BYU'd fall back to 500 at 6-6. Lukosius for three. No. Missed a would-be dagger, and BYU on the rebound. Forecourt. Deflected ball from Saunders. Finds Nell back to Richie, and now Yegor left side. Yegor, path to the basket. Will pass out of it to Nell. Touch pass, Richie, three. Top of the key. It's an air ball. It's blocked on its way, and then a loose ball foul on Kata. It's coming the other way. That'll be foul number five. Non-shooting situation. So with 2:30 to go, and BYU down 17. Since he's all but got this one figured out. This is a Cincy team averaging 71 points per game on the year, but just over 60 in league. And they're going to top 80 in this one.
Yeah, I mean, some teams that you thought were dead in the water, like Cincinnati, like Kansas State, seem to really turn it around. This can change that quickly.
It's anybody's game in the middle of this league right now. Right. You got a couple teams that don't appear able to threaten to get to that top eight, but then most of the middle of the league is in that mix. Jizzle James lobs it up on a no-look. Dylan Mitchell missed the dunk too far behind him, but a stick back by Dan Skillings. He had nothing at halftime, six after the break, and now it's Cincy by 19 for the first time today, and that should about do it. 2:12 to go. Yegor on the floor. Sees it knocked out of bounds by the Bearcats. It'll be BYU basketball. 2:10 to go. Cougar basketball is brought to you by Bam Bam's Barbecue. Perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you. Come on in and enjoy Central Texas Barbecue right there in Provo. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone. Timeout taken by BYU. 30-second break.
Well, BYU gets in these situations. They're not great at kind of limiting the damage. They kind of pull the goaltender, and teams can really do some fun things at the end of the game, which I don't like. I mean, this game's over. Let's, you know, play solid and not let it get any worse than it is. I guess it doesn't matter. You lose. But Cincinnati has a chance to make some real highlights here if BYU continues to play like this.
Jizzle James, without a single free throw attempt, has 24. That's one off a career high.
That's one of the best performances I've seen. I mean, he's been really unstoppable. He got hot early, and then even when BYU's playing good defense, they couldn't stop him.
Again, Cincinnati's single game high in Big 12 play before this week was 71. They've gone 93 and 82 here in back-to-back games against UCF and BYU. So Cincinnati looking like the team that was ranked for the entire non-conference. In the top 25, that is. Trevin Nell, pull, fire, and strong from the top. Rebound to Dylan Mitchell. It'll get under 2 minutes, and Cincy up 19. Dan Skillings drive to the rim, up and in. 21-point lead, and 1:55 to play.
Just 4 for 17 from three for BYU in the second half.
Baker, little late footer. Air ball. Contested, no call, and yeah, BYU should, I think, just play this one out. 84-63 in forecourt. What do we have? Foul on BYU?
Huh. Foul on Richie, I think.
Wow. All right. That's foul number six. So since he will shoot the rest of the way, since he with only four fouls, and BYU will head to Morgantown looking for the split. What did West Virginia do today? Beat Utah by double figures, 72-61. As Utah and BYU will reverse split the Cincy West Virginia swing. So the Bearcats, resurgent. What a week for them. It all started with some dodgeball, Mark. Jizzle James on the left elbow.
If you can dodge a ball, you can beat two teams handily.
Well, the Cougars got hit with a bag of wrenches today. Right wing, Lukosius into the paint. 1 foot fadeaway. No. Rebound, Trey Stewart. Stewart, Boscovich, Ketchings, Baker, and now Elijah Crawford. All reserves in the game for Kevin Young as the Cougs are going to play this one out. Elijah right wing. 84-63. What a day here in Cincinnati for the home team. 1 minute to play. Dawson Baker will cross it over, drive it, stop at the free throw line. High to Stewart. Hands to Elijah. Elijah with a 4 second shot clock. Crawford to Bosco for three. Top of the key. He gets it to go. Mihailo Boskovic. A bright spot for BYU. 8 for Mihailo. And for Boskovic, that's 3 off a career high. 45 seconds to go. 84-66. Bearcats turned this game around, Mark, in the first 4 minutes of the second half.
It came out on fire and really didn't cool off. That second group came in and made it a little interesting, but not really.
Jizzle James. Left wing Lukosius. No look Mitchell. Touch pass out to Skillings. Skillings to James for the career high. In and out from three. Slapped rebound by Dawson Baker. Shot clock is off. Jizzle sitting at 24. He's never had a game with more than 25. Elijah Crawford in forecourt, down to 12 seconds. Elijah top of the key. Slow bounce for Crawford. Gives to Baker. Baker bumped near the timeline. No call. A driving kick. Mihailo open for three again. No, he misses this one. Rebound to Lukosius, and that'll do it. Final score, 84-66. Bearcats beat BYU. Cougar basketball brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Postgame recap begins next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Hey there.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Welcome back to 5th Third Arena in Cincinnati, Ohio, home of the Cincinnati Bearcats, who beat BYU today by a score of 84-66. BYU basketball brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass. When you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass. Well, the Cougs crashed out in this one after leading by three at halftime, 42-39, but a 22-2 run to open the second half did the deal for the Bearcats against BYU on this day. And the Cincinnati team that was last in the Big 12 in pretty much every meaningful offensive category turned the tables on BYU today with an outstanding offensive performance. The Bearcats shoot 59% from the field, 50% from three. They make 10 threes in the game for the first time since Thanksgiving and beat BYU going away.
I look at BYU's numbers and I think that's a pretty nice, very nice numbers for BYU on the shooting side, and they still get beat by 18 points, and Cincinnati was just that good. I mean, you're going to have a hard time winning on the road, but if a team is hot, it's almost impossible. And BYU, I'm sure, could have done some things differently and competed in this game. But Jizzle James and Dede Thomas and then in the second half, other guys helped them. They were really, really good today. And this is a good program, a good team. Like you said, ranked before conference, and has some good wins on their schedule. They've been struggling, but they found something. They've clearly found something this week. And are going to be have to be dealt with the rest of the conference.
All right, let's get to our post-game notations, starting with our Nu Skin data discovery. It is brought to you by Nu Skin, your innovative beauty and wellness company that helps you look, feel, and live better. We'll get some shooting numbers to you in a moment, Mark. What do you see, though, in the box score that jumps out as a data discovery today?
Well, I think rebounding is now a real concern. I mean, I got out-rebounded by 15 in this game, but most importantly, the offensive rebounds, 11-3. That's 16-0. Now, you recall UCF, even though they won that game, BYU didn't have a second chance point till late when Kay Bakeda got a big putback. So, you know, they've had a couple games now where they're not getting offensive rebounds, they're not getting any putbacks, and that makes it really hard.
So 16-0 ends up being the final margin in second chance points.
Yeah, I mean, that's hard to overcome. And then when a team is shooting as well as they are, it's impossible.
All right, that's the new skin data discovery. The Bearcats shoot 59% field to BYU's 47. Bearcats 50 from the arc to BYU's 35. Both teams made 10 threes on this game. But the Bearcats 10 of 20, BYU 10 of 29. Free throws, BYU actually had the edge there, both in volume and makes. 8 for 11 to the Bearcats, 6 for 9, didn't need them. Rebounds, BYU had only 17. I'd have to imagine that's a season low for BYU in rebounds. And as Mark noted, the rebound margin. Again, there weren't a lot of shots missed today to be had for rebounds, but BYU was out-rebounded by 15. Low rebound number on the season for BYU before today, 24.
I mean, if you miss 27 shots and only get three offensive rebounds, that's a problem.
BYU was out offensive rebounded 11-3, 16-0 in second chance points. Points off of turnover is pretty decisive as well, 24-12 in that category. BYU had one more turnover than Cincy, but Cincy was exactly 2-1 in points off of turnovers to the turnovers they got from BYU. Cougs get 15 from Richie Saunders, 12 for Yegor Demon, but the story is the same. If those are your only two in double figures, BYU's probably not winning the game. They just haven't had that other guy. When they get just one more guy, certainly two almost does the trick, just one more guy to score 10 or more, they're usually in decent shape, and they never got that third guy in double figures today. Saunders 15, Demon 12. Then you go to 9 for Dawson Baker, 8s for Mihailo Boskovic and Kay Bakeda, 3s for Catchings and Hall, 2 for Traore, 3 for Nell as well, 3 for Stewart, put you to 66. Another quiet day for Trevin Nell. This is a senior guy that I think they were kind of counting on to help carry them in this kind of game. And just wasn't his day. Played 22 minutes, took three threes, made just one. Did make a three,
First one of the game.
Start of the game. Yeah.
And the Wood has been so good lately. He was zeros on the score sheet, too.
Zero for one from the field. Yeah, so just looking for that extra guy to come around and help Yegor and Richie that wasn't there on this day. Jizzle James, 24, one off a career high. 12 for Josh Reed, 15 for Day Day Thomas. So the guards who combined for 11 points in Provo combined for 39 today, and that's kind of your ball game for Cincinnati. 9 for Bandego, 8 for Skilling, 6 for Mitchell, 5 for Lukosius, 3 for Frederick, 2 for Betsy, putting you at 84. They go 93-84 after averaging under 60 per game in league coming into the week. Wow. Cincinnati 84, BYU 66 is your final score. More coming up from Cincinnati after they go Tigers. Postgame Live gets underway with Ben Bagley back at BYU Radio. Ben standing by with that.
This is Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Cougar Postgame Live is brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Cougar Postgame Live is also brought to you by Delta, official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Here's your host, Ben Bagley.
And welcome on in to Cougar Postgame Live, presented by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. BYU struggles in the second half, being outscored 45-24 in the latter half and fall 84-66 in Cincinnati. This is a quad one loss for BYU and doesn't do too much damage for BYU's tournament resume. ESPN's Joe Lenardi saying during the broadcast that even with the loss, BYU still would be his last team in the NCAA tournament. However, a win would have been much better, just saying, for the Cougs. On to West Virginia, though, for BYU, and we'll take a look at the Big 12 scoreboard. Eighth-ranked Iowa State takes care of business at home against TCU, 82-52. The Cyclones, four players in double figures, led by Curtis Jones's 24 off the bench. TCU didn't have a single player scoring in double figures in the game. Kansas State upsets 16th-ranked Kansas at home, 81-73. David Gashaud leads the way for the Purple Cats with 20 points and 7 boards in the win. Hunter Dickinson had 21 in the loss. Baylor holds serve at home with a 91-76 win over UCF. Five Bears score in double figures. The win puts Baylor a game up on BYU now in the conference standings. Fifth-ranked Houston remains with just one loss on their Big 12 record as they travel to Boulder and take down the Buffaloes 69-59. Juwan Roberts scores 20 points to lead the Red Cougars. Julian Hammond had 22 in the loss. West Virginia, BYU's opponent on Tuesday, will be coming off of a win as they get an 11-point home victory over Utah, 72-61. Imani Hansberry leads the Mountaineers with 17 points while also grabbing 7 boards and dishing out 4 assists in the win. One other Big 12 game coming up later tonight, and it's a big one with an 8:30 tip. 20th-ranked Arizona hosting 13th-ranked Texas Tech. Tomorrow for the Big 12 to wrap up the week, it'll be Arizona State at Oklahoma State. Taking a look at the top 25 scoreboard, only two games in action. We'll get to those in just a minute, but let's give you the finals in order of ranking. Number one ranked Auburn gets bit by the sixth ranked Gators. Florida goes to Auburn and walks out with a 90-81 win, giving the Tigers only their second loss of the season. Fourth-ranked Tennessee gets an 18-point win in Norman, taking down the Sooners 70-52. The ninth-ranked Michigan State Spartans get an 86-74 win at home over Oregon. Tom Izzo, with his 353rd Big Ten victory, tying him for the all-time Big Ten win record with Bob Knight at 353. His next win puts him in at the top of the list over Bob Knight. Another SEC top 25 matchup sees 10th-ranked Texas A&M get a 3-point road win at Mizzou 67-64. Creighton takes down 11th-ranked Marquette at home 77-67. 14th-ranked Kentucky bounces back after a loss to Arkansas with an 80-57 win over South Carolina. 21st-ranked Wisconsin gets an 11-point win at Iowa 74-63. 23rd-ranked Illinois gets a 21-point road win at Minnesota 95-74. 24th-ranked Michigan holds on for a 70-67 win at Indiana. Two games in action, the top 25. This game just about to wrap. 7 seconds left, and it's a tight one. 22nd-ranked Mississippi State up by one, 76-75. At Georgia, 7 seconds left in that game. And this game at Clemson, second-ranked Duke trails Clemson 49-51. That game of note, college basketball legend Dick Vitale making his return to the broadcast after 2 years of battling cancer. An emotional start to the game in Clemson as they honor Dickie V. Welcome back, Dickie V. After the break, we'll send you back to the Utah Ice Center's courtside seats at the Fifth Third Arena in the Queen City for more Cougar Postgame Live. Greg and Mark standing by with Mihailo for a postgame interview. BYU falls at Cincinnati, 84-66, and you heard it right here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O' Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, the Big O' Tires Cougar Post Game Live continues. BYU got down big in the second half, made a nice rally, and one of the guys that helped BYU come back in this game before falling short is our Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game today. It's brought to you by Palmer's Metal Mart. Palmer's Metal Mart, everyone's metal store for over 30 years. Proud sponsor of BYU basketball, and the Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game is Mihailo Boskovic. Mihailo joining us courtside here at Fifth Third Arena in Cincinnati. Bearcats beat BYU 84-66. But Mihailo, thanks for coming on. Tough day today for the guys, certainly. But what did you and the guys on the floor want to do when you guys cut that big lead and got BYU back in the game?
Well, you know, of course we wanted to get the lead to zero or get the lead back to ours. I feel like we started great in that little stretch right there. You know, there was a couple of I had a turnover. They make a tough pull up. They kind of battled it off good. But at one point, when we hit a three, two threes in a row, I thought we had a good momentum going. But obviously, you know, they continued to endure that and then made some shots of their own and, you know, got back to their lead. So props to them today. They played very great. I feel like we kind of, you know, did what we wanted to do, what we were supposed to do in defense. It's just, you know, they played really good on offense. It's their home court. You know, they're always going to play better in their home court. Right now, looking at, I think, yeah, we had, like, less assists than them, which is not really our style. I think we shared the ball a lot. Today, I think maybe it wasn't there. Or we had matching shots.
Yeah. 14 assists for BYU on 24 makes. They had 17 assists on 34 makes.
Yeah, yeah. So, it was a tough game, but, you know, we have to bounce back. We have an opportunity for that Tuesday against West Virginia, who is a good team. You know, we want to keep it above 500 and get every win that we can. So, yeah, it's important to just stay locked.
Well, Mihailo, I thought you played well. I know it's, you don't want to hear that in a loss. It's hard to lose, but I thought I like the look of this team when you're out there. I think it spreads the floor a lot, and you're, I think, going to earn more minutes as you continue to play well. But what do you think of, you know, this season? You win some, then you lose some. It's up and down sometimes. But what about this team makes you confident going into West Virginia that this team can kind of find itself and get a win there?
Yeah, well, you say it yourself, like, you know, whole season, okay, the start of non-conference, there were some easier games, but whole season was like, you know, we start with a good win, and then we lose, we lost like two in a row, three in a row, I think.
Three. Yeah.
And then we won again, and then we lost again, and then we came on this winning streak of four wins in a row, snapping it against Arizona at home, which I think we played great. It was just like, it was just out of our reach. You know, second loss in a row, it's not good, but I feel like the whole season we showed that we can, you know, get back into it. You know, even after the lost game, every time we tell ourselves, you know, coach tells us every time, like, you know, stay with it. We're a great team. We have a talent to be there. So yeah, we don't really think about it too much. We just want to get to the next game and, show how we can win.
All right. Closing comments with Mihailo coming up next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, we have Kevin Young standing by. We'll get right to BYU's head coach after we conclude with Mihailo Boskovic, our guest on the Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live. Let's tell you who our Waystar star of the game was tonight, brought to you by Waystar, simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at waystar.com. Another game in double figures for Richie Saunders. Richie, a 50% day, 4 of 8 from the field. He scores 15 points, adds 2 assists, and in the 28 minutes, Richie contributes those numbers in a game that BYU falls 84-66. Mihailo, last thing for you, and you played so well, scored 8 points, 3 off a career high. What do you think about this Big 12 from what you've seen and the grind it is to go on the road to places like Cincinnati, great crowd today, and now you go into a place you've, of course, never seen before, but you know about Morgantown, West Virginia, just the need to get a split here on a very tough road weekend for BYU?
Yeah, well, I feel like, you know, Big 12 conference is just is really a tough conference. From what I've seen here, might be one of the best, if not the best, conference in college basketball. Every game, you know, it's grind. There's no easy games, and you can't let your guard down, not one time. It's really hard to get these wins. You know, we saw that at UCF. But, yeah, I would say, like, really physical conference, really great basketball. And, like you said, you know, it's got some great fans, great arenas, and, you know, you just travel around.
We'll get back after it on Tuesday with you in Morgantown. So proud of the way you played today, Mihailo, and thanks again for doing this.
Thank you.
All right, that's Mihailo Boskovic. Kevin Young is coming up next, Cougars head coach, as we continue on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Well, Cincinnati improves to 8-1 when shooting 50% or better from the field. It was a Big 12 high in both field goal percentage and three-point percentage for the Bearcats today. They had it going on against BYU. 84-66 is your final score. We are back courtside at Fifth Third Arena here in Cincy with BYU head coach Kevin Young. Coach, this was not the same team that you saw 2 weeks ago. Certainly they had a week of confident shooting between UCF on Wednesday and BYU today.
Yeah, credit to them. I mean, you know, James and Thomas were incredible display of shot making. So you got to give them a lot of credit. And then, you know, for me, it was, you know, our offense really let us down in the second half. You know, put up, you know, even honestly, like first half, the fact that we were up three going into halftime, I thought was pretty incredible given how the game was played out with the shot making display that they put on. And then, you know, they just kind of turned our water off in the second half. So we got to really examine that in the film. But, you know, disappointing effort by our group in the second half for sure.
What you think jumps out at me as I look at that stat sheet was the rebounding, particularly offensive rebounds, just three offensive rebounds for you guys. I know that's a big part of your identity and the second chance points. What are you seeing out there that's making it difficult for kind of the team to get those offensive rebounds, second chance opportunities?
You know, I thought they were the tougher team tonight. You know, I think sometimes, you know, as coaches, you know, we want to scheme for everything, but, you know, sometimes it's between you and the guy that's in front of you, you know. And I thought tonight they kind of wanted, you know, some of those toughness plays more than we did. And that part's disappointing because we talk about rebounding ad nauseum with our group, so we got to be better there.
What did you like about the group in the first half? You said you were maybe a little bit surprised to have the lead, which you did. But what did you think the team did well to earn that lead in the first half?
I mean, we caught a rhythm, you know, offensively. You know, Yegor was getting downhill. I thought there were some nice things happening there. You know, Dawson made some shots. But, you know, in this league, you know, which is such a competitive league, you know, you can't let up. You know, you got to continue to, you know, push the gas. And I felt like there was some let up in our group in the second half. And not only that, but you got to be able to respond, you know. And we were struggling with, you know, credit to, you know, Trey Stewart, Mihailo, and that second kind of group, and Cannon, you know, that I put in there. They, you know, I thought we were going to be able to, you know, felt like they were going to be able to bring us all the way back there for a minute. But those guys came in and played really hard, changed the game with some of the shot making. So that was a one positive takeaway from the game.
Yeah, helped you guys on a really nice run. I think at one point it was maybe a 15-4 or 14-5 surge with those guys on the floor. We'll take a break. We'll come back and get some closing comments with BYU's head coach, Kevin Young. It is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show from Cincinnati. BYU Creamery ice cream delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu, serving sweet memories for 75 years. More with the coach from Cincinnati after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Sellout in Cincy today, 12,217 at Fifth Third Arena. The home team goes away victorious. Final score today is 84-66, Bearcats over BYU. Time for our Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game. Whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes, when your business needs a valuation, use Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners. Learn more at RyanValuation.com. BYU came into today, Coach Young, turnover percentage about 18, so 19% is not necessarily a killer, which is what it was today, but they were 2-1 since he was on points off of turnovers to the turnovers. They had 24 points off your 12 giveaways today. I thought that was a pretty big stat.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you know, the turnovers, the live ball turnovers are the ones that kill you because they usually end up in a bucket on the other end. So, I think offensively sometimes we can be a bit of a double-edged sword. I mean, we like to play with pace. We like to play in flow. You know, I don't love calling a ton of plays because I think it slows us down. And sometimes the game can get ratty when that's the case. So there's a fine balance of being able to, you know, have confidence in what the guys are doing kind of just on their own versus trying to, you know, imprint my, you know, thought on the game relative to play calling. And so got to continue to find a balance there. We can't play fast and you know, with pace if it's going to mean turnover. So there is definitely a cost benefit that comes with that.
You mentioned that second group and Mihailo. I know it's hard to find minutes, but when he does play, I've been impressed
lately with him, and I think it's just kind of an intriguing wrinkle that he brings at that five, that he's, you know, he's big enough to guard down low, but he's kind of plays like a guard, and it seems like it spreads the floor a little bit. Is that something you're looking at? Is it situational, or have you been pleased with what Mihailo's brought lately?
Yeah, I have been. You know, it's tough, you know, like you said, trying to find minutes. I mean, he can play the four. He's better at the five, you know, and so, you know, tonight he was able to give us a spark. But, yeah, I mean, he's been on my mind a lot. We used him a lot in the practices leading up to this. He was a guy I wanted to play in this game. Didn't think he was going to have to be out of a break glass in case of an emergency moment. You know, could have gone to him sooner. But, yeah, I'm definitely analyzing, you know, our five spot and particularly how he can work his way into getting some more minutes.
Well, Coach Young, after maybe the top 2-3, you could maybe throw Iowa State in as a fourth team. It's kind of a slugfest right now in the middle of this conference from, you know, five, even you could even say down to, you know, down to 15 since he was one of those teams before today, for example. This league is just it is a grind day in, day out, and every day you're seeing a team or two that you didn't think was going to win a game come out on the winning end, and the surprises aren't surprises really anymore.
Yeah, I mean, every night is a night that can go either way, and so that part, you know, definitely makes it fun. You know, makes it excruciating at the same time. You know, just the joy of winning is great, and the agony of losing. But that's part of being able to you know, manage this thing. And you know, we have a good opportunity at hand to go on, stay on the road here, and go to West Virginia against a team who's you know, they got a dynamic guard who's going to be a handful for us, and we got to find a way to you know, slow him down.
You're talking about Javon Small.
Yeah, he's a great player.
Yeah, and it's Morgantown Tuesday night for you guys. What a great challenge, though, to try and get the road split here.
Yeah, and you know, that's our focus, and that's what we talked about. You know, basically after the game, there's some things we can clean up from tonight. You know, tonight was you know, they had it going obviously, but. You know, we got to be able to regroup. You know, we have this is a huge opportunity to put ourselves in a good spot going home, and we need to take advantage of it.
Well, we look forward to the next week, Coach. Thanks, as always, for the time.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that is Coach Kevin Young, and that will do it for BYU basketball on this Saturday evening from Cincinnati. All right, to BYU falls to the Bearcats. Final score is 84-66. Yes, the Cougs have dropped two in a row, back to 500 in league. They'll try and get back above 500 as they take their game to Morgantown. It will be BYU and West Virginia on Tuesday night. And, Mark, you'll not be with me for this one, but you know what that building is like and what kind of environment it is and how tough it is to get wins there. And so, again, a great challenge for BYU coming up on Tuesday night.
Yeah, I mean, not get too philosophical, but it's like life. I mean, you have wins and you have some streaks and then you have some losing streaks. And I like this team. I like Coach Young. I think they'll find a way to get it. That'll be a big game. I mean, at this point, they need to start getting some of these games, and that'll be a big one. West Virginia is one of those teams right with BYU. You know, in the conference, you talk about buys in the conference tournament and finishing in the top half of the league. I mean, those are the kind of games you got. They let one slip away here tonight, but you've got to split this road trip.
So you'll not be with us. I'll have Tyson Jex, BYU basketball communications director, our right-hand man, popping on the headset to provide some commentary with his insider perspective on Tuesday. So we will miss you in Morgantown and hopefully get a win for you before we come back home and you get ready for that Kansas State, Kansas home set coming up.
Sometimes you got to mix it up. I might be the bad luck
We'll see.
If Tyson can get a win there in Morgantown, maybe he, you know, do a couple games until he loses.
We're going to the bench group on Tuesday night, see if they can bring us back. All right, that'll do it for today. Let's thank all those folks who made today's broadcast what it was. And we'll start with Tyson Jex, BYU basketball communications director, such a big part of our prep. And he'll be with me on the headset on Tuesday. His counterpart for Cincinnati is David Cohen, and David was responsible for getting us a few moments with associate head coach Chad Dollar from the Bearcats. Always good to speak with Coach Dollar. He was part of our pregame. You heard Coach Kevin Young on pregame and postgame, and Mihailo Boskovic was our postgame guest courtside on this night as well. Our thanks to the crew back at BYU Radio. That means our studio host, Ben Bagley, our coordinating producer, Terry South, our control board operators and editors, James Finlayson, Ethan Arkell, and Kaylee Radford, and our BYU Radio Engineering Coordinator, Barry Squires. For all of those folks and my color commentary colleague, the one and only, Mr. Mark Durant. My name is Greg Wrubell. Thanking you for tuning in today. Final score is Cincinnati 84 and BYU 66. So, in the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Good night and so long from Cincinnati, Ohio.
You've been listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Coverage of today's game has been brought to you by All Pro Capital, Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, We Hear You, and by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. BYU Basketball is a production of BYU Athletics in association with BYU Broadcasting. Special thanks to BYU President Shane Reese, Vice President Keith Vorkink, Athletic Director Tom Holmo, and Associate Athletic Director of Corporate Sponsorships, Casey Stauffer. BYU Basketball is an exclusive presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network.